Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 49.
To infinity and Beyonce Mo!
Ha ha!
Yeah, huh? Let me do that. Banjo-Kazooie are in Toy Story, right?
Yeah, totally.
I knew it.
They're the same thing.
It's about a toy bear and bird. Yep.
So, Kevin's here. He's just not here yet.
Yeah. There's a timeline in which he's here. It might even be this one at some point, but right now it's not.
Yeah.
We are off to a great start.
I always wonder what first-time listeners think when we say shit like this.
I don't think we have new listeners.
If you're a new listener, comment to the Ramboard. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Is he here? Oh, no, that's Blink.
That's me.
David Bryan, stop being the false prophet. Like two links?
Well, that's all we got.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, let's start with Ramble
Time.
Maybe
he'll get here by the time we get to his one-ups. Maybe.
His one-ups will be as long as the three of ours combined, so.
So, I put up a post that says,
I forgot
to post.
Go and read that.
It details everything I forgot to post.
Really? You don't say.
I got a lot of ACG cards that I was missing, some Transformers, Skylanders, Hot Wheel cars.
They're wheeling away.
Those little pop vinyl Ranger things.
Action size co.
I bought Tomb Raider, and I'm almost done with Tomb Raider. So that happened, I think.
What did you say about that game? I'm Katniss, bitch.
Katniss, bitch. Well, I use the bow all the time because it's the most reliable weapon.
It really is.
And I like the fucking assault rifle. I'm like, and then just like fucking flails around everywhere. I'm like, well, fuck this shit.
Brian, are you running into the middle and shooting things? No.
And the pistol. It's a pistol. I don't really give a fuck about the pistol. And, well, the shotgun's cool. I call shotgun. And I use the shotgun.
What the fuck, Bungie ruins
combat.
Game. Sorry.
And I use the bow for everything else. And then I just hit people with my pickaxe when they're all, like, up in my business.
He's just talking about real life right now. Someone gets up in his business, Brian carries around his lucky pickaxe.
Yeah.
His name's Alvin.
Carry it around with me and watch out for people, but yeah, I haven't been up to much. Been playing a mix of Lego City, Luigi's Mansion, and Tomb Raider, which is a really weird mix of games, but I'm fine with that, and they're really fun. My stockpile reviews are slowly dwindling down. That makes me happy.
Business is booming.
I won't really go that far. But, fun times and such, like, that was really short, whatever.
It's alright. I'll forgive you this time, but next time, bring the A-game. Okay. Mine's gonna be not the A-game, because I haven't been up much either. My one-ups are exciting. I haven't found shit. I think I said this last week, I found the Hot Wheels, but I couldn't buy them because they didn't have all three of them. I don't make the rules. But I don't know why I just... All of a sudden, Black Rangers isn't with them.
Black has to be, like, one to a case or something.
It's a chaser, because everyone loves Jake, because he's Gokai Green or something. I don't know.
There's a joke in there. People,
somewhere.
Like, flipping the fuck out. Like, oh, God, he can't turn into Don, because Don's crazy.
Megaforce Silver, people. Oh. Don't you dare call him Megaforce Silver! The show's called Megaforce. He's Silver. You realize Gokai Silver isn't being erased from existence, right?
We're ruining Gokai Silver. Okay.
Okay, there you go.
You can't You can't ruin a story that's already been written.
Been over for 2 years.
Did you see the people flipping out because the Action Card Game Twitter account tweeted a picture of the card next to an MMPR Red Ranger key?
They did? I thought that was Linear Ranger.
No, it was the card game. People tweeted it.
Oh my god,
Ranger keys confirmed! And I'm like, that's the Japanese one. I have it right here in this chest. Just don't look.
Just don't look. I have all the Ranger keys. Just don't check it. I thought that was Linear Ranger for some reason. Oh. Because I don't follow the Power Rangers account. I follow Linear Ranger, but I don't follow the Power Rangers ACG. That should say something. But it's amazing still how much emphasis is being put on Ranger keys. Like, all these new fans that are all excited, they're like, oh my god, Ranger keys are coming, and like, I'm ready to slip my wrist if I see another Ranger key.
Like, there's the pictures of the Ghost Sagers, the Megaforce suits doing like the Gokai change pose.
Oh yeah.
And people are like, oh my god, they're using the Mobirates. No shit, they're using the Mobirates. What the fuck else are they going to use?
Baloney. I don't know. I didn't have a very good joke for that one. Yeah.
Tried.
But, I haven't really found anything. As usual, I'm still looking for those freaking Ben 10 things. A while back, I don't remember if I mentioned it last week, I did find that version 2 Omnitrix, which is literally the same toy. But it gets views, so hey. And the white thing really bothered me, so I would have bought it regardless. Nothing shipping to me, because I keep neglecting talking to Oki. I did finish Bioshock Infinite finally, and it was really good, and the ending was really trippy. Well, just in general, it was trippy, but the thing that's confusing about it is it drops a bombshell on you, like, literally the last second. It's like the last line, and then it's like fade to black or whatever. So you have to sit there and think about it and read about it, and then you realize how good it was after you realize what just happened. And I hate all those nerds that are like, I knew it the whole time. Shut the fuck up, you did not know. Because I'm watching several analyzations of it, and people are like, oh yeah, I totally knew. I'm like, shut up, there's no way you could have guessed that. But so that was fun. I'm still watching Community. I'm taking that slower because I don't want it to end. But then I randomly started watching The Office. So I've been watching the shit out of that. I'm on season 4 now.
That's a good one. Up till like season 3.
Perfect. I'm on season 4.
Well, I mean, it's still funny, but I am one of those people who does feel like it probably should have ended far sooner than it is.
It feels like the Animal Crossing of TV, where it's like the most boring fun you'll ever have, because it's literally like the most mundane problems. Like, you'll watch them have a problem about a carpet and be entertained for 22 minutes while they try to figure out who made a carpet stain. I only knew like a little bit about the show, like who was in it. I didn't know Steve Carell's character was so obnoxious. Like, it's funny how unaware of the things he says, but I didn't expect him to be that annoying. I think my favorite character is Stanley, just because I love his completely bored reactions to everything.
Yeah, he's just the apathetic character.
He just does not care, and it just cracks me up. His like facial expressions are great.
Have you gotten to the episode where the opening like little segment is like the fire drill?
Uh-uh.
Oh god. I'm not gonna ruin it because it's absurd and hilarious, but like things happen.
Yeah. Well, I haven't gotten to that one yet. But yeah, so that's been fun. Just watching people work in an office and deal with problems.
I finished K-Tai. That's the thing.
That's related.
Well, we're talking about watching things.
That's true. But yeah, that's pretty
like
much
the
about
greatest
it.
Show ever. The history.
Told you.
Aren't you doing a write-up on it?
Yeah, I'm actually. It's kind of like half written on my computer screen right now. I'm too busy playing Luigi's Mansion, though.
Very busy. I'm playing games.
There's a lot that could be said about it.
That's my problem. Like, I actually really love this show, so I want to write properly about it, as opposed to my G-Ranger one where I'm like, there's a witch bitch, and whatever the fuck I said. I said a lot of weird things in that one. Though my Die Ranger one's going to be slightly like my Die Ranger one, even though I do like Die Ranger, just because I feel like being jokey about it.
Well, considering how it ended, there's going to be some good jokes there. Hopefully some jokes about Kazu's ties.
It's sort of the problem I had when I was writing up my 10 favorite TV shows thing, because there's so much that could be said about K-Tai, but like, you don't know where to begin, and that, and I really didn't want to spoil any of it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm going to be writing the spoilers, so fuck people. Maybe.
Fuck people, maybe.
So we finished Die Ranger 2, obviously.
Yeah, we finished that.
That was certainly a thing.
That was a thing. It was also one of those endings that left you thinking, not quite as complex as Bioshock's, but...
It's... Okay, Die Ranger was... Like, it had a pretty okay beginning. I don't have a problem with the beginning. And then it got pretty good during the middle. In fact, I don't remember too much filler that really left me bored.
I was going to mention that there actually wasn't as much filler in general.
Yeah. And then the ending was stupid. Like, not all of it, but there was some, like, why are you doing this?
The spoiler-free version in two words: mud people and old people. Just ponder that.
That's four words.
It's two phrases. Just shut up. If you put them together and you don't put a space between them. In two things, though.
Why would you do that?
Because that's how I roll. You can still read it.
Okay.
If I call them mud pits, it's like one word because it's like Muppet and mud. I don't know. I'm trying to save myself and it's not working. I'm just drowning.
And I'm letting it happen.
Yeah, as usual.
Are you finished?
Yes.
With yours? Yeah. No, I just wasn't sure if I should continue with mine. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Nope, I was done.
Speaking of interruptions.
So I'm slightly sicker than I will be an hour from now.
He's going to get better and then it's going to get worse.
Let's see. I got Parasagon and Zakdor this past week. Unfortunately, I did not get them together, so there was quite a delay between them. Hello, Kevin.
I couldn't get in the car.
Why didn't you get them together?
What didn't you get together? Your mom?
Because for whatever reason, they ended up shipping separately. I have no clue why. But
Ryan, when can I have toys?
I don't know, Kevin.
Let's see.
Spray can't finish talking.
I've kind of lost track. Oh, I finished up JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 6. I've started on Part 7. That's another ending where I'm not entirely sure how I feel about it. It's because... Yeah. The joke, spoilers, they win, does not apply.
That's pretty rare.
How did they lose?
Oh, look, the Awesome's here.
Well... Spoilers ahead if somebody's reading or watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but basically the entire world dies.
Well, in that case, Serpentera would win.
Accelerates to such an extent that the entire universe crumbles and then rebuilds, because apparently time is cyclical. So all of the characters that existed for the previous six parts kind of don't exist.
Trippy.
Yeah. So, and then it picks up with part 7, which is a horse race.
That reminded me of, for whatever reason, when Brian was tweeting about Gem Man, he's like, Ryu loses everything, suddenly canoeing.
Well, that was the thing that happened.
That's true.
You know what else was a thing that happened?
Your Dashi mom. Kaka!
Doshi, not Dashi.
I said Doshi. It sounded, you know what? Why am I being picked on? First, like, four words.
I will let Kevin go since I no longer have power. Anything else to contribute.
Brian, do I get toys yet?
I don't think you realize this.
No, you get to talk about what's up.
Oh.
You
hi.
Are on the podcast.
Whoa. I paid Oki for things, and he's finally shipped my box with February and March toys. That's a thing. Have I done anything else? I mean, things I can't talk about on the podcast, but for some reason, the small
we were waiting.
it's not my fault entirely. In any case, for some reason, the small child really likes the Anky Don battery. I don't know why. Something about Anky Don. But that's
really
whatever.
He really wants to be a fat white Viking.
That's scary.
That's what I aspire to be.
But yeah, she likes Anky Don. And also the Mirage Magnum. She likes trying to use the batteries, or the banish me, the banneries in the Mirage Magnum. And I have to explain. So it's like people who try to use different cards in the Double Driver and the Deca Driver. And like, can it work in the Tensoder? And like, no, it doesn't work that way. You can't use it.
Tensoder. Can it work in the Ghost Amorpher?
So I got to explain to the child every time. Like, no, the banneries don't work in that gun. They work in the other gun. But she still wants to figure out what they do in this gun. And I'm like, ah, it's like every other stupid Toku fan. Except she has an excuse because she's two.
I'm now under the assumption that the entirety of the Toku fandom is 1 year old.
Well, they have the mentality of it.
I like how that implies that they're all dumber than she is because she's a 2 year old.
She's quite smart for a 2 year old. But in any case, let's see if I've done. I haven't gotten anything else. I haven't done anything else. I mean, I did your mom, but that doesn't count.
We are all just so exciting this week.
I don't know.
Well, we've done more than we will later.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as it is, we've already lied about watching Akiba Ranger.
That's from a different timeline in which we did see it.
But there's that. So, I don't know. Keep going, because I have things to do while we do the podcast.
I didn't even think about the fact that we're liars. We're a bunch of fucking...
spoilers, we're going to lie at some point during this podcast.
We really tried to keep up that facade.
You tried really hard.
Now it's time for...
the nudes.
Yay, nudes.
Today's nudes consist of what's Kevin... never mind. there was a
no,
joke there.
No, there was no nude involved.
It wasn't necessary. It conflicts with earlier statements.
It wasn't necessary.
But, so, we've got some new Kyoryuger toy scans. Because it's that time again. And so this goes into our next mecha, the movie mecha, and an upgrade for Red, because he needs an upgrade, apparently.
It's our third quarter toy scans. Yay! Someone else besides me be excited, or I will murder you.
Yay!
All and your families. I will murder your families! Be excited!
No.
All right,
I want to see where this goes.
First up on the list, that homo R.L. Stine. Okay. Let's do this.
I'm sorry I'm not talking. I'm in a boss battle in Luigi's Mansion and I'm dying.
I'm sorry I'm not talking.
So,
I'm
in a boss
battle. Part of me wishes you would die. Oh.
So, okay,
let's
so
see. Plesso is a spaceship. There we go.
Plesso or Plesson, depending on which form you're choosing.
Well, where's Minon? Sorry.
God damn, I hate you. I hope bad things happen to you in your spleen.
In my spleen?
Yeah. Oddly specific.
So,
Shoryu plus Ningen!
God damn it. Let him continue.
Plusson is a plesiosaur because that's cool. Even though it doesn't really look like a plesiosaur at
all. Whoa.
He's a spaceship, and that makes me happy. And so he can
combine...
You must be on the theme song.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can combine with Bunpaki.
Oh my gosh.
Wesso Bunpaki. Which is stupid.
That is the next segment. There's no way they can stretch this for 22 minutes.
And
I don't know what you're talking about. Stretch what for 22 minutes?
There's no way watching it right now. And so that form can combine with Gabutira to make Bakuretsu Kyoryugen, which is basically just Pleso riding on Gabutira.
So, it's Bakuryu Sentai.
Yeah. So that's a thing.
Kyoryuja!
And then right next to that, we have Toba Spino, which no one bothered to report properly when the theme song came out.
Oh, yeah, that.
They're
stupid things.
And so he is a remold of Gabutira, as I said.
Could have saved a minute by skipping that.
And
then miss the enjoyment? Fuck you.
He's a drawing. We don't even get pictures yet. But he can combine with Akidan and Bunpaki to make Spino Dio.
So this is really weird. Stop making up words.
Oh, I like it.
Spino Dio. And he comes with the 00 Zudenchi, which is his number, so he doesn't fuck up the whole 23 thing. And I don't know why it's a 23 thing. I mean, that's not really important.
Trust the B in apartment 23. They're talking about a battery.
Okay. So we still don't have Brigigas, but he'll be in the last catalog, I assume. So, Brigigas. I at this point, I just picture, like, a giant Brachiosaur that's just going to, like, unfold into these different panels, and the dinosaurs are just going to fucking sit on him.
Hump him. Can they hump him?
He can be the literal dinosaur train. Be fantastic. And so now the next page is loading. There you go.
Really? That's fascinating.
So
I'm loaded.
We've got our upgrade for Red. Kyoryu Red Carnival, because the show couldn't get crazy enough. Now we're having a fucking carnival.
And I love Carnival.
He's pretty nuts.
And he has big hairy nuts.
Where's the one?
Right. They don't usually shave in Japan.
Thank you. Yeah, it makes he's crazy.
He's got nuts.
It's like someone said, hey, we haven't shoved enough dinosaur into the suit.
Let's give him dinosaur patterns, spines on his helmet, and oh, a giant fucking dinosaur face on his chest. It'll be
so
cool.
Dinosaur you can't even handle it.
So
I like how the little Gabutira combines with the gun, or is the gun. I'm not sure at this point.
The little Gabutira is adorable, and he can turn into a gun, and then attach to the other gun.
And then turn into a sword. I'm making that up.
See, and that's where I was trying to go with it.
You've got Gabutira de Carnival, which is the gun thing. And then it attaches to the Gabu Revolver to make the Gaburi Carnival. So that's a thing. And so what this does is it basically takes Gabutira and shrinks him down into a gun. And so when you put in, like, Gabutira, Stegochi, and Drysera, it'll turn him into Kyoryu Red Samba Carnival. And so he has a shield and a drill. And then obviously you have Western Carnival with the gun and the claw. Macho Carnival with the hammer and the drill, and then Kung Fu Carnival
I love that one specifically.
With the hammer
Kung
and the flail.
Fu Carnival.
And then you can get Communist Carnival if you give him a hammer and sickle.
Unfortunately, we don't have a dinosaur with a sickle. Communist edition, John Casey just kills him.
Better be dead than red, I always say.
So that's certainly a thing. I'm pleased. Plesso will be released in July. Toba Spino will be released in August.
Just like your mom will get released.
Okay.
In August.
The Sentai Hero series figure for Carnival will come out in August.
And unfortunately, then, there is no sign of other Rangers.
Yeah.
Like
Gavin
Ramirez.
Hero comes out in September. But the idea really does piss me off. Like, I want the rest of the fucking... They're going to do a fucking exclusive set. Just watch.
And there's no other dinos. Where are my other... I got, like, a Gabutira sitting here, and I got no other dinos.
I know. Well, I was expecting that, but it still pisses me off.
You can't call it 01 and not have a 02. I learned that in English class in high school.
Well, so far, they do it with the Phantoms and Wizard.
You make an outline. You can't have a 1 without a 2. Well, they got a 1 everywhere.
I just read in this that the movie is allegedly supposed to be a musical. I'm excited. I don't care if it's 20 minutes long.
I don't care if it's awful.
It's a musical episode with dinosaurs and carnivals and sambas. And...
This seems like it's ripe for Gabutira and friends.
Now I feel like Aerosol's obligated to do a musical episode of that.
And then our last page of the catalog shows the Juden Brave box, which is the Astro Switch box.
It's a switch rack.
New inside.
But for dinosaurs.
And so that can hold 18 Judenshi, and it comes with the SB Bannery, which is special Brave, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be the one that you just put in the Geb Revolver and it fucking reads every single Judenshi ever. So that'll be fun. That comes out in July.
SB stands for Special Bannery.
Special Brave, but...
No, it's Special Bannery.
Okay, fine.
That's how they spell it, with the N's.
The N's. B-A-N-N-E-R-O.
You know how Japanese people spell English words. Bannery.
And then, of course, because they still want to pump new sets out, we have the Juden, or the Super Sentai Judenshi Set 02. With, what's it called, Shinkenger, Goanger, and Geki Ranger.
It's like the best set ever.
Yeah, it is a pretty awesome set. And then we have three with Deka Ranger, Hurricaneer, and Gao Ranger.
Also a pretty awesome set.
So, Magi Ranger I know is in one of the, like, Gashapon sets or something.
And I know Abba Ranger is.
Abba Ranger is, so that would give us Gao through Gobus.
Where's Boken?
But I don't know, maybe in another set. Fuck Bokenger.
Suck my dick.
I forgot Bokenger existed, seriously.
You're so aggressive towards that series.
Fuck it.
I like Bokenger.
Okay.
So do I.
Makes two of you.
Cinderella!
Oh, fuck all y'all.
It's one of my favorites. I don't know why I ended up liking it.
But Cinderella!
Probably just need to rewatch it. I don't know. I just hate
probably
it.
I just need you to stop being a queer.
Why does I hate the Bokenger? I don't know, but anyway, this is all, like, exciting shit. Like, I'm really happy that I'm collecting this toy line, because it's fucking fantastic. I'm going to have a little dinosaur that turns into a fucking gun.
I know. I'm so excited by, like, everything here. Plesso, and I think the upgrade looks hilariously awesome.
It's, like, so ridiculous that it fits in a show like this perfectly.
Exactly. Like, if they had tried this with something ridiculous with GoBusters, we would just be like, well, dude, what the hell are they doing? This is fucking stupid and retarded. Yet they come out here and do this, and we're like, this is awesome, the best thing ever. Because it fits.
Fits perfectly. And I just like the fact that it basically
that's what
turns
she said.
Kyoryu Red into... Kyoryugen. Like, it's nuts. Why do I keep saying it's nuts?
That's your new catchphrase. It's a little TV picture of Brian with a little speech bubble that says, it's nuts.
Shinobi says, it's nuts.
Brian likes these nuts.
Yeah, I'm really digging everything we're seeing. I love the spaceship. I love Plesso. I actually really like... guy whose name I can't remember, Toba Spino.
I'm excited to see about his partner.
Yeah. Toba Supino. I like that it's not a complete remold. I like the small little changes they've made.
Like, it's not just straight up repaint. It's like there's a new head. Obviously,
new arms
spine
too.
Section, new arms.
He's actually got longer arms.
They actually did the detail on the fact that it's supposed to be a Spinosaurus. So that's always a welcome.
Carnival is absurd. I'm not entirely sure if I like the design yet. I think it's one of those things I have to kind of get used to, but I love the idea of Kung Fu Carnival. I just love the idea of Carnival in general being incorporated in this show, because why the hell not?
Fucking Kung Fu Carnival.
This is like an episode of Kung Fu Panda.
I'm a little disappointed with the whole briefcase thing.
That aggravates me, because I'm like, why do we have to keep getting these holder things? Like Oz did it because it was cool, and then Forze did it, and we were like, okay. And then...
Well, Forze's was stupid, because it can only hold 10.
This one can only hold 18 out of it.
Yeah.
Why can't they just make it like the Roombox, just dump them in?
I don't mind this one as much, because I put the ones that belong to the Jidenryu with the Jidenryu, so I don't...
Yeah.
I'll end up with more than enough spaces for all the ones that don't go anywhere.
But it's still
aggravating.
Gokaiger did it because it made sense, because keys and treasure chest and pirates. But then, Wizard did it because we had to reuse the treasure chest box.
But see, I don't mind it because it gives you something to store it. I just hate when you have to specifically put it in places. Like, I like the Ranger Key box and the Wizard box because I can just dump them in there. I don't have to be like, oh, I have 18 specified spaces. Oh, but I have 45 things. Fuck. I can just be like, I can just throw them all in there and then press the lid closed. That's what I do with the Ranger Keys. I just have to sit on it and then it closes.
And then now, we're getting a Bannery case. I don't even know why I need a Bannery case.
I don't mind having a Bannery case. It's just...
Why it has to be a briefcase?
It's a briefcase. It's just rehashed from Forze, and it doesn't hold all of my batteries because I don't know. Personally, I don't put the batteries inside of the Jidenshi all the time. So
I'm more or less trying to figure out why, how they're going to incorporate that into the show, because it's just something that they don't need.
Yeah.
Exactly. They had to find a way to incorporate the ring box into the show by taking part of an episode and having Golem build it. It's just so weird. I don't know.
It's just really redundant, but...
I still need 9 minutes.
I love the concept of a holder. I just wish it was kind of like the one in the show, or at least something close to it. With, just the kind of, rack kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't understand why we can't have a holder. They're probably going to make that, a Bandai Premium Shop exclusive.
They're probably going to sell you the one from the show.
For, 30,000 yen or something stupid like that,
I'm almost tempted to get that that cheap cardboard one.
Oh, yeah.
It's just cardboard, but still. It's a display that I can use.
Was it one of the magazines, wasn't it?
I believe so. It looked like it would be.
I believe your mom's from one of the magazines.
Yep. Mail order.
You know, oddly enough, that joke works. Not for my mom specifically. I just mean a person being in a mag... Whatever. Go on.
I get your
time. Execute you, Ja.
Okay.
I hear drumming. Okay.
I hear underpants.
What do they sound like?
The ocean. And they smell like fish.
Makes sense. Seems legit.
For some reason, the inside of them is... been labeled DM. I think it stands for Dawson's mom.
Thought it was direct message.
Why? What? No, I'm not even going to ask.
Well, so, why would Dawson's mom label her underwear Dawson's mom?
Yes. Of course, Ko's mom was only ever called Ko's mom. I looked up on Wikipedia. That's the only thing she's listed as.
This poor bitch didn't even get a name. I like how they tried to stop him from talking with Ko. I'm your... No. We don't want to stop Ko from potentially killing you, so we're not going to tell him.
Here's a question. How does Ko exist? Because, spoilers, the dude was clay. I'm trying to figure out how that works biologically.
Hey, maybe it's like one of those things... Was he conceived thousands of years ago? Like,
I don't think so. He's only 9.
What was that stupid explanation behind Rio's dad where he's like, I lived a long time because...
Well, all of the Goma kind of lived for a long time. Heck, what? Doshi lived for... Well, Doshi was...
Maybe...
Yeah, just like last time I checked, mud doesn't get people pregnant.
Maybe he should have disintegrated in the finale, too. Instead of becoming someone with a pipe and a mustache. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Plot hole!
So are we ready for...
I got 5.5 minutes.
All right.
Well, technically, I think a minute of that's going to be the ending theme. So I got like 3 minutes.
It's a new one this week. Not a new song.
I know.
First.
They got Toba Spino in it, and...
Well, let's fill out time. Aristotle, did they ever change the opening of The Office not to only include 4 people, even though the cast is like 32?
Much, much later.
Okay.
Like, way later.
Because, like, they just have Pam, Jim, and Michael, and then the Tampa guy right now. And then
Dwight.
Oh, yeah, that's true. How did I forget?
Guess what I have on
they,
that.
They change it, but they only... I think they only include Andy.
Oh, the guy from The Hangover?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought... I saw that he was going to come in, and when he did in season 3, I thought I was going to like him more than I did. He's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I liked when they made him punch a wall with his ringtone, though. That was funny.
Yeah, I really don't know what to think about Andy's character, just because he was like the really aggressive kind when he first came in, and then he just kind of turned into this dweeb.
Yeah. Because he was competing
they kinda
with...
They kind of stayed that way up until, like, the whatever season after... Steve Carell left.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that because he's going to be replaced by James Spader for a year, and I don't really care for James Spader.
No, he's not.
Oh.
Well, it's Andy who gets the job.
Oh,
that's why his character kind of changes because they kind of have him a little more like Michael.
Oh.
Which just doesn't really fit very well.
Well, he was trying to imitate him when he first came on before he had that episode, and then he went back to anger management, and now he's, like, sucking up to Dwight when Dwight thought he was going to take over the office and painted the whole thing black. Dwight Bucks. Stanley didn't want any of that. I don't want that.
Okay. I almost can't wait for you to get to the part where they're deciding on who's going to be the new manager just because they go through a few episodes with just different managers. Yeah. It gets pretty weird. Also, Catherine Tate comes in.
Oh yeah, I heard about that, so.
She's got a weird character.
Does she have her accent or does she hide it?
No, she's got her accent.
Oh, okay. Binary. Maybe she should have been the boss. The Dr. Donna takes over as manager.
This segment is called Aerosol and Dawson Talk About The Office.
It's a new segment. This segment's called Aerosol and Dawson Talk About How to Be Homosexuals Together.
It's a funny show. Not that show, but in The Office. That show is also funny because we talk about The Office in it. I love how he's so bored, but then that one episode he got all excited about Pretzel Day. And also when he was laughing at Ryan when he took him on a sales call. Like, he's like, let me take charge on this, and they go there and it's three big black guys just mocking him the whole way home and, like, laughing hysterically. It's so funny because normally he's just so, like, emotionless. He's like, you just spit on my face. I like when they brought in the people from the Stanford branch and there was that other black dude that like looks
insane. Lord.
Just have to let it run its course.
Unfortunately, he gets to talk for 20 minutes after this.
Utai mucho ishoni samba. Minatsu mare kyori java mola.
If anybody was confused, Kevin writes all of his summaries ahead of time.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm always prepared. And I'm wearing pants for once. So now it's time for Superhero Time, the abbreviated version, because scheduling conflict. Wizard, please. I guess that's about it this week for that.
Okay, so real quick, here's the thing, people. Overtime released Akiba Ranger
about 10
like
minutes
now. Like, it literally happened like an hour ago. And keep in mind, it's, in my time, 3:30 in the morning on Friday. So, it obviously, we can watch it and record this and do it. So, it'll happen next week, and with hopefully three attached to it, if they actually get their shit together.
Otherwise, we might always be 1 week behind. It'll be like when we used to use TV Neon subs.
Kicking it delay style.
I remember when we used to do that and we got a question like, why did you change it? And we gave this big explanation why we wanted to keep it the same way. And then like the next week we started using overtimes. It's like, God, we change our minds fast.
So we're on episode... Shit, what episode is this?
Oh my God. you just watched it.
I didn't pay attention to the number. 9. We're on episode 9 of Cuber Boobers. Right, so, okay, it starts off with Dogold, and he is on his period. I mean, he is just full on, bleeding everywhere, attacking things, right? He's just pissed. So, that's a thing, and he starts attacking. They go out to go fight. There's 5 Cuber Boobers, and then Torin comes out and is like, I'm a big giant bird, bitch. And he's like, I'm a revenge on you, Dogold.
Cats, bitch.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to revenge on you, Dogold. And they're like, what? So they fight. Torin fights him along with Red while the others fight, like, the little grunts. Things happen. He leaves and is all still pissy. Meanwhile, back at the base, at some point throughout this whole segment, you find out, like, oh, look, Terragodon is so powerful. We like him, but he was all injured, and he was partnering with this dude, Gold, and then Gold got dead, but Gold never came back, not even as a spirit like that big, fat, white Viking guy. So we don't know what the hell happened. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, oh, I took him, and I went and put him next to Gabutira so that they could hug and be friends, and it would make him feel better. And he was like, oh, okay. And then, but then they let him out and took him over. And they're like, that kind of sucks ass. Like, I know, right? So then you find out also at some point during the segment that Gold's partner, or the Pterogodon's partner was Gold, who lived 400 years ago as opposed to 500 years ago when Ramirez lived, during the Warring States period. And he fought the Dead Boss and killed people. But they were like, you know what? We're going to attack all your friends. And he was like, no, my friends. And then he was fighting with Torin, and they kidnapped Torin. They were going to kill him. And he was like, that's it, bitches. I'll kill y'all. And he went crazy, and they opened like this hole in space. And Dogold went in, and Gold went in, and they never saw him again. And so then Torin's all sad face. So meanwhile, Chaos makes this monster because he can. It's some kind of like super strong monster. And then Albert, while he's like monologuing to himself, making this monster, Love Chick's over there like, I want to lead. I want to do stuff, and I want to have adventures, and I want to attack people. It's going to be fun. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. Anyway, we don't care about you. And they're like, she's like, oh, I'm sad face now. And so then he attacks again. They go to fight. And there's some weapons, some summoning. They keep fighting, and he's like, oh, yeah? Well, watch this. I can summon Pterogodon. He's like, Dead Boss in, bitch. And, like, Pterogodon comes in, and then he's running around going, arr, arr, Thunderbolt, arr, arr. And they're like, oh, shit. So they bring out Stagocchi and Parasagon, and they come in to go fight, and like, his face is cracked. Like, they crack his face some kind of way. I guess he's just getting pissed off, and he can't handle it. So they go form Kyoryugen, Parasagon, and Stagocchi, because that naming. And they fight some more. He transforms into Terraiden O, whatever the hell it's called. And now they're real confused. They end up beating him up, though, and the other half of his face cracks, and you can see, like, the eyepiece falls out. He's like, oh my goodness, I'm human, what the hell? There's a human under there. And Chaos brings in that monster guy, and he's like, I'll fix your face, heal. And he's like, don't you worry about the whole human thing, we got this. We're just going to kill his Kyogre's, and we'll be all good. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. Okay. So, Green and Pink are searching, and they get kidnapped, and because, you know, they're a chick and some little scrawny guy. Yeah, I know. So I got the echo.
I was actually here. I was just watching something.
I got the ultimate echo. Echo. So they go back to fight some more. And they're like this little crystal ball thing. Like, look, see, I got your friends, bitch. And if you don't want, if you better not shoot me, or they'll die. And Dai goes like, man, I don't care. They're fine. Shoots ball. He's like, dude, what the hell? And he's like, yeah, we're all strong. Find out my friends. They're cool. You took a hit. You kidnapped the wrong people. And he's like, son of a bitch. So then Dogold gets even more mad. They summon their weapons. They keep fighting. Torin's all like, oh my goodness, Daigo, you're so cool. You're the coolest. And they keep fighting. Black gives Daigo his Paras shot, or whatever the hell it's called. And
Booyaka shot.
His Booyaka shot. And he uses both weapons and then combines them into the Fang shot. And then he blasts Dogold, who this time the entire face of the Dogold comes off, and you can see the human face. And Torin's like, I knew it. It's Utsusushi Saminamaru.
See? That was what it was from. I just had an epiphany. And my epiphany is this.
And they're like, what the hell is an Utsusushi Saminamaru?
Just like Akiba Ranger, see?
And he's like, oh, I should have explained that sooner. That's Kyoryu Gold's true identity. And they're like, oh.
I like how you just got your question from the future. answered in the past.
Was it recorded? It wasn't a private conversation.
I don't remember.
I remember Aerosol being like, I don't remember that happening in Kyoujir. Because I was like, was it in Die Ranger or Kyoujir?
I'm just... Anyway, so they're like, oh, shit, he didn't die. And then Thogold's face materializes on the ground. And it's like, yeah, I'm Thogold. I'm just the armor. When we jumped in that little rift, I absorbed myself around Utsusemimaru.
Utsusemimaru, goddamn it.
And I took him over, and I just wanted to take Terragodon. Ha ha lol. So then the face starts flying around, and...
It's like a haunted mask.
Utsusemimaru, and the rest of his armor starts like attacking this little flying face. And then it ends.
Seems like a normal place to end an episode.
So this was a fun episode. Terra Denon was awesome, and I liked getting all that backstory about like where gold comes from and what happened, and like just seeing the difference with like we already saw with how Ramirez was, and now we got how Utsubushi was. Utsubushi Sakanamaru.
Utsusemimaru. It's not that complicated.
Look.
Just call Utsu.
Utsubushi Sakanamaru.
Utsukita!
And, you know, how, like, you really see that, you know, they didn't have any comrades like these guys do. They fought alone, you know, 100 years apart and stuff. And
Torrance is kind of flying around going, man, I really wish these people would get their shit together.
Exactly, and it was just fun to see. Like, you know, I just enjoyed the episode. It was a good setup. Gold's gonna show up next week. I'm real excited. Yeah, it's another gold, but dude, he's so badass looking.
I like his little wing flabby thing he's got on the back.
I love the idea of when the Rangers are taken hostage. He's not like, oh, I have to surrender so we can save them. He's like, nah, they can take you. Like, I love that idea. Like, I haven't seen that done before. Like,
I loved how it made the bad guys freak out. Like, they were expecting him to just drop what he's doing to go to save them. He's like, no. And they're like, wait, what? That wasn't the right answer. We didn't plan for this.
Let me check the book.
He's like, wait, we don't have a plan B. Like, hold on.
What the hell do we do when they just don't give a fuck?
We didn't prep for this. I wasn't in villain training school.
I also like just seeing the main mecha for gold being under control of a villain.
I like that it has a cape.
And just coming up like Batman. And just seeing it before we actually see the official debut of the Ranger, and we haven't really done anything like that in some time. You know, we had like Gal Ranger with Zenaku and shit, whatever his name was in Gal Ranger.
Roki?
Yeah, that seems easier, actually. Well, we'll know that soon. But, yeah, I just like that because it's something different compared to usual.
I know, television in background.
I've been digging the setup for Kyoryu Gold, and I like the fact that it was sort of tied together with Thogold, who we've had since the beginning of the series.
Someone tweeted like go watch Thogold's introduction from episode 1 and things will make sense. So I did. And it really does, cuz but at the very beginning, you don't really understand what's going on. And so Chaos unthaws Thogold, and he's like, well, who are you? And he's like, well, fuck you, bitch. You don't remember me. I'm Thogold, damn it. And so he's basically just trying to figure out whether Gold was in control or whether the suit was in control. And then he's like, okay, good. You thawed out nicely. And then he goes and introduces the rest of them. So you don't really know what's going on then.
But you just think now. You're meeting the friends. You're like, oh, hey, it's a new person. Hello.
So I thought that was really neat.
I saw somewhere that, like, the way his name is written, it translates into angry gold.
Yeah, was it what, Chris that said that? Someone said that.
Uh-oh.
Chris from HG.
No, it was the shit, Ultra Punch.
Yeah.
It's the other one.
That reporter who actually speaks Japanese? Yeah.
It's always helpful when you're
reading Japanese. My one small nitpick would just be that I am kind of disappointed that we're getting this so early.
Yeah, really early.
The six Rangers have kind of gotten progressively earlier over time. So it's not a huge deal, especially since it doesn't feel like it's a bad story or misplaced or really thing like that. In fact, I think it having Ramirez show up before Gold probably benefited this, since it's not completely out of nowhere that there would be other Kyuriugers.
Yeah. And plus, since there's going to be more, in a way, it sort of makes sense we get him early, since we're still going to have, even though they're just probably going to be one-offs.
Ramirez worked as a nice setup to the fact that there was 10 Kyuriugers in the past, and so this one's a spirit. Gold's a spirit, but Gold now isn't a spirit because he never died.
Yeah, he's been preserved by the mask.
He was preserved by Dolgold. So, that'll be fun. But like you said, it is happening really early. I don't necessarily think that's bad.
Yeah, like I said, it was a nitpick.
It works. I would rather have it later, so we could focus more on the actual characters right now instead of shoving Gold down our throats for a little bit. But I mean, it works, and this was a great setup episode to establish Gold and.
There's been quite a bit of build-up to it, too, which is nice, which is actually not too dissimilar from when we GoBusters did it, where we had foreshadowing and stuff very early on.
Yeah, because Dogold's had the Bannery for, like, 3 episodes now. And just the fact that he could use it knew something was up. So that's always interesting, I think.
I like dinosaurs.
Plus, we don't know for sure how Gold is going to interact with the team. He may not initially get on.
I'm sure he won't.
Right? Yeah, I don't think so, because he's used to their style of working alone. Maybe he'll actually appropriately react to modern society, unlike some other dinosaur rangers that I can think of. Everyone else is just a fucking idiot. Stupid G-Rangers hate them so much. Oh, I forgot to mention this. I've been mentioning this for weeks. I love the term fellow Jew hater in your... Because it works so perfect. It's such a great pun. Oh, that was so good. Sorry. I meant to mention that a long time ago. Fellow Jew hater.
Oh, God.
Sorry. I thought I interrupted something you were saying, so...
No.
Oh, but I just had to get that out before I forgot it again.
I'd like to say more, but it's sort of a two-parter, so...
Yeah.
So we really don't know the whole of it yet.
Let's get to Wizard Second, bitch.
Okay. So when we last left off, Haruto had lost his magic, so now he's, like, sad about it.
So this is a bunch of shit. Wait, okay.
Well, let's just speed this up. So the episode begins and then it ends.
There you go.
That'll be funny later. So anyway, Nito feels bad about all this, so he just tries to find the Phantom by himself, and Magic Bitch decides to take off. She's like, well, can't get my fix anymore. Might as well leave. So then Haruto heads out, just like stumbling on a railing, like, I'll go find him and Magic and stuff. And then he's all sad because he can't help children hook up anymore. And while that's going on, we got Gremlin being tied up by Wise Man. He's like, I'm not Gremlin, I'm Sora. He's like, yeah, bitch, where's Bioman? Fucking Fager?
If you're Sora, where's Donald and Goofy?
I prefer Bioman.
I prefer Donald and Goofy.
I prefer your mom.
Bioman's a bitch.
You do. So Beast eventually finds the Phantom. He just starts kicking him randomly in public, and of course he loses because he's Beast. His power level's like 5 or something. He's like the farmer in field. And then Haruto finds the Magic Bitch on the beach trying to find a new dealer, and he just starts hugging her from behind, and they have a bonding moment.
That sounds dirty.
And then the Phantom shows up because he's already beat Beast, and he starts beating up Haruto, and then Magic Bitch collapses because she's going into withdrawals. And then Haruto is so sad that he gets his powers back because. And they also come with a new ring for Infinity, and he's like, oh, look, I'm as shiny as a diamond. And then he defeats him with shiny new powers, and Orange Backpack Lad almost drops Nito, who him and Somebody was supporting him. Who's the other one? Was it the cop bitch? I don't remember. There was somebody else helping hold him up. And then we end the episode with Wise Man telling Medusa that Gremlin is her new boss. So before Brian goes into a rant, because I can tell he's revving up right now. So as far as the episode in general, I thought the episode was entertaining. I thought it was a decent episode, other than the fact that I hate the explanation behind the final form. Although, as we discussed, all final forms have stupid explanations. Yeah. But, I don't know what it is. This one just reminds me a little bit of Forze's stupidness, where it's just like, just believe! Or there's, no reason behind it. When there was actually potential for some sort of cool storyline with Haruto having to get his magic back somehow, I don't know, go on a quest, go talk to those powers with no faces, and they'll just be like dicks. This is the powers that be, or whatever they were called. Tribunal of Magic, that's what it is. I don't know, there could have been a lot of potential for some sort of storyline about him getting his magic back, or, oh, you never really lost it, you have to go inside yourself or something, or maybe he had to find whatever to make the Infinity Ring out of to, get his new powers. Maybe the dragon was gone and he had to get power from somewhere else other than that. I don't know. Anything better than him just being sad that his hoe fell over and he wanted to defend her, faux show. So that was about it.
He was a hoe, faux show.
So I'll unleash the Brian now. Or, okay, as he likes to call himself, Katniss.
Katniss, bitch. It's so aggravating that, first of all, this happened probably about roughly the same time that all the other final forms happened, so you kind of knew it was coming. But it's the fact that we just got Beast Hyper, and so the one that is a huge ass bug.
Liambo, get it.
Man, when this show derails, it really derails.
So, Beast Hyper was there. He was like, "Oh, fuck you, I'm Hyper, bitch." And so he's got power for once. And Haruto loses his magic, which gives him a prime opportunity to leave Haruto powerless for at least an episode or two while Beast pones the shit out of things with his magical tassels of justice.
His magical powers. Stripper titty tassels.
But no, Haruto has to complain because he can't protect his magic bitch anymore, and he cries and gets a giant diamond ring that gives him infinite power. It's fucking infinity.
Unlimited power.
Minutes.
Unlimited.
Damn it.
And so once again, Haruto's stronger than Nito, and Beast is irrelevant. Haruto now has a form that basically has unlimited minutes.
And he can make as many calls as he wants.
And, there's seriously no reason for this fucker to lose anymore. And we just, before Beast Hyper, we got All Dragon. He beat Phoenix with it, and then I think he used it one other time.
And then he touched himself.
And then it's gone. Hasn't touched it, and he's not gonna touch it because he's got infinity power now, fuckers. So, basically, it is just a big pile of aggravation, and this fucker just gets form after form after form after power up after power up after form, and it's just really aggravating. But infinity looks pretty.
Yeah, I like a suit.
Oh, yeah, I like the axe sword and the finisher, or it just keeps getting gianter and gianter.
I hate the fact that it's an axe and a sword, but we went over that already. But, I'm staring at the spider, and it's really fucking...
Brian's trying not to get murdered by the spider right now. Please excuse him.
I think it's really annoying. The episode was alright, it's just...
I liked the idea of Koyomi dying, and I was like,
I thought she was, because I heard a bunch of shit that, she's really busy doing, idol stuff.
She's too pretty to
be
on
the show.
She's busy doing Japanese Idol or something, and then she was like, "This is my death scene." Yeah. Lols, and then came back.
You were going to say Japanese Idol, so...
I figured she was probably going to kick the bucket. But no, they can't have that. People can't die on a children's show.
Yeah, I mean,
except you know, the past few Kamen Rider shows, only they all came back.
Ankh's still dead.
Except for Ankh.
The guy last season died. What's his name? Jin. He's dead.
Dick Hole. Yeah, Dick Hole died. Oh.
Virgo died, huh?
I don't care.
People are still
moving on.
The fucking saddle.
I know. I was about to say that. For all we know, Scorpio and Taurus and them all died because they just
true. They starved to death in a satellite.
They're still there, man. Never forget.
We don't have one of those little wristbands for one of them. We got wristbands for everything else, but not for those guys left up on that station.
So I thought that the lesson that came out of this episode for Haruto was all right. I think it was a good lesson for him.
There was a lesson?
For fuck's sake. as you've already said, the reasoning behind him getting Infinity does kind of spoil that a little bit. That said, I do think the scene.
See you, Sakuma.
I do think that the scene leading.
Come on, give him his turn. Be nice.
I do think that the scene leading up to him getting the power up between him and Koyomi was well acted, and it was decently emotional.
Haruto had some really funny looks on his face, though.
That's what she said.
I think Koyomi is a better actress than Haruto.
It's a Kyoja.
I felt bad for her because y'all fell in the dirt and shit.
Such intricate points you're adding there, Brian.
You're welcome. I just got really upset. But like I said, like I was happy because it was finally an episode that had a lot of emotion behind it and actually was acted well, except for the lack of me caring.
Like, I think it should have stretched out a little bit more. Maybe, like I said, come up with a better explanation for the form.
They did All Dragon, like, the span of, like, 3 or 4 episodes. I felt like Infinity probably would have benefited from something like that. A little bit longer of a build-up, but...
Yeah, I mean, and then I was upset because, like, Beast actually got to fight and, like, do stuff. And then all of a sudden, he can't do anything with it, and so Wizard has to come back in with Infinity of the power-up. Like, so Beast just got his power-up, but now he feels useless again.
Yeah, like, I feel bad for him.
Like, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, it feels like, okay, he should have some time, but nope. He just got that power-up, and then we gotta move on.
Poor guy.
Who, Arisa, has been trying to talk this whole time?
Probably.
I keep thinking he's going to say something. I'm afraid to say something because I don't want to interrupt him.
No.
I like the dick in your mouth.
Okay. Well, I was going to say one last thing that in terms of like the way to get the final form, I think that they already used the really good concept, which is the dragon form in general, which I think should have been his final form. I think Brian even brought something up early on about it would be nice if that would have just been his, like, have the main 4 forms and then All Dragon Flame and that's it. And, like, I think you even said there's not going to be a final form or something like that. Some sort of bold claim.
Well, I have a bold claim in my ass.
In retrospect,
stupid. I like how we paused for that.
All the individual dragon forms just seem kind of pointless. Like, have the 4 forms and then, like, 1 dragon form that utilizes the power of the wizard dragon as his middle stage, and then do Infinity.
Infinity.
Like, just because that was such a good, like, origin for, like, the fact that he would have to directly harness this dragon, and, like, it was dangerous, but now it's not. Speaking of, what happened to them trying to get him all the dragon stones, and, like, he would use them and use the Drago Timer, and they're like, good, good. What happened to that?
I don't know.
I thought maybe that was going to lead to Infinity somehow. Like, that could have been a storyline where that it caused him to go out of control or something, and he had to find, like,
Both the White Wizard and Wiseman wanted him to access the dragon forms for all 4 elements.
They forgot.
And now he gets Infinity, and White Wizard's pissed. Like, Like, they're just fucking pissed.
Or slightly agitated, since he only had, like, one line.
He was pissed. He was livid.
Well, maybe that's the thing, though. Maybe they weren't counting on that. Like, that was supposed to lead to something, but they didn't count on
Infinity. I just figure that now that he's got, like, infinite magic, he's stronger than the White Wizard, so he's just kind of really pissed he's not the strongest wizard anymore.
I think Brian is the
like
White
Harry
Wizard.
Potter unlocked his powers, and now Voldemort's like, fuck this shit. And he's really angry.
Starring.
No, he just maxed, he has no nose.
That's true.
He always loses nose goes because he doesn't have one.
Harry Potter abridged by Shuquin Shinobi.
But, like, they could still bring it up, but it seems odd that they had so much build up for that, and then we just kind of dropped off for, like, beasts and stuff now, and it wasn't really brought up now. And we also dropped that whole plot during that Medusa's sister thing, so there wasn't even hints of it. So, like, I thought maybe he was going to rampage or something, and that was going to sort of turn him out of control, and maybe Infinity was, like, a pure source of power or something, but then that would enable him to use the old powers, so they couldn't sell toys, so... I don't know. I feel like we have such intricate discussions about things that could happen on Wizard that will never happen. I remember we had a really good discussion about the potential of Beast that's obviously never going to be used. Like, he could just go around attacking people, whatever you're saying, or work for the Phantoms because he needs to live, and then Beast doesn't
care. They tried that for like 5 minutes, and they decided not to do it.
And he's like, you know what?
And then they slap him in the face. We're like, are you stupid? And he's like, oh yeah, that's right, sorry.
Yeah.
Poor Beast. He's gotten the shaft more times than a White House intern. Oh.
Like, it just upsets me that I get so aggravated.
That's a holdover joke from our time travel adventure.
Oh.
I don't remember it. I mean, I will not remember it. I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about Garo's... what's the name of this series? The One Who Shines in the Darkness?
In a new segment called Garo's Corner. Because I like that name.
We're going to be talking about the first two episodes. Which... Not a whole lot happened in these two.
Yeah, pretty much nothing.
We just got pretty...
Just establishing characters, basically. Like the
a little
new
bit of
and...
set up towards what we have to expect for a story. And kind of how the world is now, since it is set in the future and
how
not...
How far, did they say?
I'm not sure.
I don't think they said.
I'm actually looking at the page right now, and they don't give a year. So it's just X amount of years.
Because it's all like, it's not like futuristic super, like, wow, I fucked that up big time. Super futuristic, but they do got like hologram screens and shit, but like they don't got like fucking flying cars or shit.
Is it as futuristic as the Die Ranger future? That was pretty futuristic. Those fashions, man.
So, for those who don't know, it doesn't so far have much of any continuity with the other one. I mean, it's in the same world, just in the future. But
yeah, like the only reoccurring character is Zaruba.
So they really went the bare minimum with the characters they brought back, bringing back a ring.
Yeah, that was it.
So, I'm kind of digging what it is, because it is sort of this not quite dystopian of a future, because it doesn't seem like people are necessarily like have it rough or anything, but it does seem a little bit like a police state with the whole like police force having gotten really involved so far.
I am the police.
Okay, Kevin.
I'm a banana.
He has to slip into character for the rest of the show.
He's the banana in all timelines.
Jokes from the future.
I don't know how that's a joke. It is kind
I'm not really a banana, stupid.
That's not a joke. Even my jokes are better than that, and my jokes suck.
Just like your mom did last night.
It is kind of interesting to see Garo set in a more futuristic time, just because it's got that more magical.
Yeah, because like people are walking down like the street with like hologram television sets and shit, and then here's Ryuga. He's just in this elaborate coat with like leather straps and shit, and they always look so extravagant. It's really weird. Gokai Silver does a better job of blending in a little bit.
Yeah, he kind of showed that off in the.
He's a pirate, master of disguise.
I kind of dig how his coat like morphed between.
Yeah.
Being a
morph? Megamorphosis. That means to change.
I also like how with this series they're taking a little bit more of a group approach. It seemed a little like Sentai-ish to me. Like Gokai Silver was over here going like, "Oh, this is our base and shit." And so I think that's neat. Plus, they established the fact that there's the three of them, and then you've got Helper Chick, and then you've got Boss Dude. So like they kind of set it up to like these little Sentai-esque archetypes, and I think that's really neat because the other shows, they had other Mekai Knights, but there wasn't a huge sense of camaraderie.
It does seem so far like the previous series of Garo had sort of this established order and how things worked and this like hierarchy. So like Garo, I can't remember what sector he was put in, like the West or something. So you had like Garo in the West, but you'd have, you know, another knight in the East or another knight in the North or the South or whatever. So there was interaction, but not a whole lot because they all had their own territory to protect and
right.
Their own missions to go under. Right now, it almost seems like that's sort of fallen apart. Because we haven't seen any of it yet, and it does seem like they're kind of banded together in a little more like a ragtag group instead of this sort of established
You had like a high council, and they were divvied up between sectors, and they passed out orders and stuff. Like, yeah. Bri had an order from someone, so there's still a order of some sort, but I agree with you that it doesn't seem as formulated as it was before. It's kind of divided, I guess, is a fine word to use.
So that does kind of lend to the feel that you were talking about with them being more of a group than just a singular person. Mm-hmm. And it is kind of interesting to see. Garo is sort of the newbie.
Yeah, because he doesn't like working with anyone.
Ryuga is definitely he's still quiet like the previous Garo, but he's definitely a different character. He's a lot more of a temperamental kind of.
Yeah, he's very. He's kind of just like the hot-headed leader character. Like, yeah. Koga was always so, like, meticulous and calculating, and then here's Ryuga, he's just like, well, fuck you, and you just attack shit. So it's a stark contrast to see the armor used so wildly, but then you also have a different design to the armor, so it's really easy to kind of see the contrast. Like, this Garo armor's a lot of black, because apparently the armor doesn't fully accept Ryuga yet, so it doesn't have all of the gold shine that the Garo armor normally has. So that was a kind of interesting explanation, I think. But
yeah, I was kind of happy to see that they explained the redesign.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was kind of confused as to why it did that, since we never really saw that before, because we know there's been other Garos, and we've kind of seen little glimpses of them, and they've never looked too different.
There wasn't a difference really between, I think there was like one color difference in something between Taiga's Garo armor and Koga's Garo armor. Like, there was very little difference.
So, and the another weird thing is, for whatever reason, it seems like, okay, I guess we should explain that the monsters are different, or
the ones now.
How they explain it, they're kind of like artificial, like they're being created.
Yeah, like they're, because normally horrors attack like really stupid people. Like, people that are just fucking trash. And
they latch on to strong emotion.
Yeah. So these new ones, they're, like, I think they subbed as, like, magic horrors or whatever. And they're, like, kind of created and stuffed into someone, as opposed to the horror itself finding a strong emotion and latching onto it. So it's like they're forced into it. Because this guy's, the horror in episode 2 was basically like, I don't really like doing horror shit, but why am I like this? And then Ryuga's like, fuck you, and now he's like, well, I'm a horror bitch, and they just went crazy.
And that's kind of where I was leaning to with, for whatever reason, every time he tries to cut them down, he gets horribly, horribly injured by his own armor.
Yeah, there was this gold light. And at one point, like, the Garo armor like turned into the old Garo armor. It was all nice, shiny, and gold and shit. And he eventually finally beats him, and then he's like, oh, fuck. Like, it was kind of like a burning sensation, it felt like to me. Like, he was just going there going, ah! He's like, are you crying? And we're like, no, fuck you.
I just looked at it. They're called Mudo Horrors, which is sort of like, Zaroba is a Mudo ring.
Yeah, okay.
So they're like magically created horrors instead of ones that are sort of brought about naturally.
The horrors that are left are probably like, fuck, we're dwindling. We need to make more of us. Use magic.
Speaking of Zaroba, they mentioned that they no longer use them. The Mudo rings and necklaces and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's weird, I think, because it was such a heavy focus in the original.
Yeah.
That all the knights had their own little buddy item that did shit for them.
Because they were kind of like partners slash guides. Because
they sensed out horrors and I know Zaroba like strengthened his sword at one point and stuff. So it's interesting that they've like forewent that. Like, Gokai Silver's over here going, "Huh, you're a little dweeb," and Ryuga's basically like, "Yeah, I don't get along with this thing. You can have it back."
Yeah, their lack of use of the rings kind of adds more to the idea that the Order of Knights seems to be different now.
Yeah.
There seems to be some kind of, I don't know if it's an upset or something kind of happened, it seems. But, there's not too much story-wise to really, say so far.
It was all very establishment kind of things, we don't really know what's going to happen, so.
Which is sort of how Garo series tend to work from experience with the previous two series.
Right.
They tend to be a little more episodic in establishing early on, and then we kind of get into the heavier stuff. So, we also haven't seen too much of the other characters. We kind of have a rough idea of what they're all like.
The glasses guy.
Yeah, he's got
like two swords that like combine to make a bow or something.
Yeah,
he's pretty awesome to me.
It's
he's Katniss.
The next
bitch.
Episode is going to be showing off his armor, which kind of interested in seeing because we haven't seen one with a bow yet. his apparently his name, his knight name, the name of the armor is Guy. I think wow. It's funny because Ikari Guy is part of this cast.
He just can't escape that
the
guy.
Actor is.
So many guys.
All doing stuff.
So, yeah, there's... Unfortunately, there isn't too much to really discuss yet. Hopefully there will be next week with the appearance of a new knight.
A new guy. We'll see what happens. But no, I'm enjoying what I've seen so far, and...
Yeah. It's
looking forward to more. It's different.
Yeah, it definitely feels different.
But I think that's a good thing coming off of the other two series, which were very similar. I think it's nice to have a kind of a fresh take and a new look at a... I don't want to say the same universe, because it's so vastly different now, but yeah. Just the same kind of structure and everything, so...
It does, like, it is good that they're kind of going a different route, especially since they have a new person as Garo, so it's, you kind of don't want him to be too much like the previous guy.
Right.
So it would feel too forced if they tried to make him too much like him.
Yeah, so and like I said, I'm glad it's a kind of a reversal of the norm.
Yeah.
Seems interesting. Alright, so we'll see what happens next week. We can come back to Garo Corner. Garo Corner, it's his corner.
Kevin, wake up!
Now it's time for Ramble, Ramble, Ramble Time!
Yeah. Oh shit, I jumped the gun on that. I cut into your...
little bit.
Oh yeah, I was just so excited for Ramble Time.
It sounded like you sneezed.
It did. I was just so excited. I was so pumped from the discussion we just had about superhero time. And your Garo discussion was just so enlightening.
It made me want to help Garo.
The way you compared it to modern art was just fantastic.
You know what?
It made me want... It made
I mean,
me
I did. I did.
I'm talking.
I did.
It made me want to make sweet, passionate love to Garo. Over and over again.
To Gaara? And her scar? Oh.
Yeah. To whomever.
I had to watch Gokai Silver have sex. It was awkward.
I didn't get the luxury of seeing that yet.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah, I did. What am I talking about? I'm so silly.
See, he was so, like...
Silly.
Freaked out by it. He doesn't even know where he is anymore.
I was so freaked out by the fact that Gokai Silver was having sex, I don't even remember it happening.
He was freaked out by the idea of...
kept calling him Megaforce Silver.
He was freaked out by the idea of Gokai Silver having genitals. That is all.
Well, speaking of genitals, should we talk about Pokemon?
Yes.
So our tournament finally wrapped up, and...
Yep.
Ash lost... Eevee's won. That's the highlight of the program, really.
She beat something ridiculous. It was like a Dredagon or something. It was like, Eevee, use Tackle! And then it died. Most powerful Eevee ever.
Our power went out, so I missed that like minute and a half of the program where Eevee actually killed it. I was so
sad.
Yeah, it
was pretty ridiculous.
I was not expecting that. I mean, he had other choices that would have been more acceptable. I mean, well, that's the anime for you, though.
You use Tackle.
Dredagon dies. What was I going to say? I just lost it. Oh, I like always how in all of the tournaments they have, we spend all this time on Ash's battles, and then we just zoom through the rest of the tournament in like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then this happened, and this, and then this. And then Ash reflected on his journey in the most random clip show possible.
The opening of the second Black and White arc.
Because this one's so horrible, they didn't even want to use it. Click, click, click. What was I going to say again? Oh, yeah. I like how the clip show started, and it made it seem like it was going to go quickly through the whole show so far. And it starts off at the beginning, and then it just shows random recent clips of stuff that just happened. Because didn't they do one of those for Sinnoh where they showed like all the gym battles?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they didn't show like all the rivals and like, oh my god, this is what this faggot did, and oh my god, this is what this faggot did.
True story.
That's actually the voice I heard in the background too. They're like, oh my god, look at this faggot, and they showed Aerosol.
Waiting for him to say, why this? I don't know why that kills me.
It's a grenade.
What? There's no grenades.
There's no grenades in Pokemon. That's silly. I'm honestly just happy that Cameron didn't win.
Yeah, that would have been pretty stupid.
Because that would have killed me inside.
I'm still pissed. I would have rather had him lose to the Eevee dude, but whatever. It kind of ends the way it began. Oh, now he's off to journey, like, whatever he's doing now. Isn't he meeting up with N now?
Yeah, N-Arc is next, and they're going to, like, all the places in the Western Unova area.
And then we're where we are now, which is...
I forgot that Kevin got an iPhone.
Brian, I told you about that, like, you know, the beginning of this program. How'd you forget?
I don't know.
And now it won't fall apart when someone touches it. Here's my phone. Snaps in half. I didn't do it.
No, it's okay. Puts it back together.
There's nothing like not telling Dawson that's going to happen. He picks it up and he just starts freaking out.
But yeah, Pokemon.
At least the N-Arc looks good. I mean, as good as Pokemon can be. But...
Yeah. At least, like, even though it annoys me they could have spent a little more time on the tournament, at least it is kind of different. We're doing some different storylines afterwards instead of just...
hopping to the new region that doesn't exist yet.
Or doing something like Battle Frontier or something. They're just trying to kill time, though. But it's fine. And I also like how they're really committed to the whole fresh start concept for the beginning of this with, like, Ash hardly acknowledging any of his past, and now we're bringing back, like, Charizard and shit.
Yeah, like, I want to see more of that. But I think Charizard's, like, the only one that we get.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know.
For right now.
The only reason that I really like to see it and just Ash be experienced in general is because I feel like it's payoff for watching for so long. It's like, you can still get the kids excited, but you don't understand how long we've dedicated to this. People ask, why do you still watch it? I've invested too much time. I need to find out if Ash ever becomes a Pokemon master. Spoilers, he doesn't. I'll be an old man still watching this. Maybe he'll make it next year. Dies. That's me at 40.
Yeah, he lost me just twice as fast as the rest of humanity. That's fine.
I'll just be so damaged by 40 that I'll just be like an old man. Or the master just zapped me with a ray that turns me into the Dobby the elf looking thing.
Dobby.
Dobby. Dope Photoshop. That's what they use in the magical realm. Dobby Photoshop. I just got a picture of him on there. So I had to make a bit out of that to save it. So Ben 10.
Yeah, save it. That's the right term.
Why? I never. I was going to make a joke about how this new Ben 10 series was all cool, and now I'm just ruined. Since there's no episode, obviously, to talk about, did you guys hear about that? The first episode of Series 3 was is like a Secret Saturdays crossover?
Really?
What the hell? I was not expecting
him to do that.
The
show doesn't exist anymore.
Right? I think it's kind of stupid.
Is that why it never aired?
I guess. I think they're... Because I didn't fully read it, because I had to click out of it because I was in class, but I heard about it before... And then when I was trying to read the article about it, it looks like they might air that as, like, the season finale, maybe? I don't remember. I'll have to look into it. But I don't know. As you probably know, I'm not a fan of crossovers in general.
Yeah, I think that's the real problem with this, isn't it? The fact that it's a crossover.
But...
Well, it's a crossover with a dead show.
So...
It's like anything in Latin.
It hasn't aired in years. Like, I could understand if it was a show canceled, like, a couple months ago, or even at most a year, but...
They could have done Generator X again, I guess. Or... I don't know. I don't know.
They could have gotten uncomfortably close to my underpants again, but I mean,
they could have done that too. That could have been possible. I don't know. I just think it's kind of random. Like, because I remember Derek White saying there was going to be some sort of crossover, and I was like, oh god. But I didn't expect it to be that, so I don't know. It's kind of stupid.
I hope it just doesn't air. Like, it feels. Well, no, it feels stupid to air it. I mean.
I hope it never airs. I hope they take all copies of it and burn it. Just shoot the gas line with a fire arrow near it. I hope it never
airs. It just seems stupid to air a fucking crossover with a show that no one remembers. Sans the clearance toys that are sitting at work.
Those are some really secret Saturdays. Nobody knows about them.
So secret.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. Wonder if anybody from that show worked on Omniverse or something. That's why they're doing it. Because the reason they did Generator X was obvious. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I just thought I'd bring it up.
Thank you. That's cool.
So, in the interest of staying lucid, should we talk about Turtles?
Yeah. Somebody remind me what this was about.
That bitch was like, I'm a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Karai was there, and she was a bitch. There was missile launchers.
Sorry.
There was missile launchers and two Krangs piloting a spaceship.
It cracks me up. The bitch is like, I'm a bitch. Oh, yeah. The episode. Sorry.
Yeah, I remember that. It was a fun episode watching them with a rocket launcher. Like, I like Michelangelo because he's awesome. Like, he's really excited about that rocket launcher.
Brilliant deduction.
Thank you.
I like how you just summarized every single Turtles discussion.
Michelangelo's awesome. Time.
This is the part where I say, I need to write down the things Mikey said so I remember them. I don't remember much of the episode because it was so long ago.
I like when Raph like drags Donnie away and is like, it's not worth it, dude. Just don't even try. I'm like, I know, right? No, nothing? Alright, cool.
Well, I remember it.
I'm trying to remember it.
It wasn't as funny to me, apparently.
It was funny to me. Maybe it's just because it reminded me of me, but that's fine.
That was funny.
It's not worth it, is what we were telling you during the dark times.
No, just like how he's like stammering on, like, oh no, well, I didn't mean that. Well, actually, oh, okay, well, no, I didn't mean that either. And he just keeps making it worse. And then finally,
inadvertently called her ugly.
He probably said a bunch of things. But yeah, that was one of them. And then Mahali Raptors drags one way and is like, dude, not worth it. Just stop now.
I like the part where they're like, we're turtles. I like the part where Raita showed up. Oh, that's something different.
I'm good.
Is there a new one next week? This week?
I don't know.
Let me check.
Today? Tomorrow? I don't know what day we're on anymore.
Ninja Turtles. Okay. Go to the show here. List of episodes.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, it's not till the 26th of next week.
So it's a week after next.
How many episodes are in this season?
26. Oh. And the one we just watched is 20.
So we have 6 more.
Yep.
I'm gonna assume they're gonna stop airing. I mean, they've been renewed for like 14 seasons already, so they could just keep going forever. We'll probably get news next week. It's already been renewed for season 4.
Probably. Like, it's nuts. And it's weird.
And Brian does love nuts.
Yeah, I do.
These nuts,
particularly pistachios. But like, well, it's just weird that the show's apparently doing well enough for Nick to want to renew it for like 5 billion seasons, but they can't give it a consistent airing schedule.
I like how 3 seasons is like 5 billion.
Well,
I just love the over exaggeration that's going on
here. Well, it's so early though. Like, they announced season 2 like right after it premiered, which I've seen happen before, but it seems funny that they announced season 3 just recently. Like, it's almost like as if they forgot they already renewed it. Like, I like that show. Let's renew it. Sir, we already did it. Renew it! Fine! What should I do about Power Rangers? Ah, oh, fuck that show. They say we're going to kill it. We're going to keep our promise.
Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. Turtles prints money.
You damn right, boy. You're going to take it and you're going to like it.
I don't
Turtles
know what that's
is actually good.
Like, I mean, it was a fun episode, and I enjoyed it, and I laughed a lot. I just don't really have too much to say, because nothing really happened.
I don't know why I have the hardest time remembering the episodes, because I've watched stuff longer ago than this that I could probably summarize.
Well, a lot of the times, it's just the fact that, like, nothing horribly relevant happens. Like, I mean, the episode starts, and the episode ends. It wraps up his individual story. Shut
up. The episode starts. The episode ends. Brian on Owl of Television. That's how I'm going to do my wizard summary in the past. Well, the episode started and then it ended. But when I make that reference, no one will know what I'm talking about. So I'm so sorry if I confused you back there. But sometimes things don't happen to me entirely in the right order.
Sometimes I bang your mom, and sometimes I don't.
Yep.
I forgot what I was even saying, so it's okay.
You're saying that you love it. In the butt.
What? In the butt? So, speaking of butts, Transformers. What happened there? I forgot.
The only real important thing happened is that Optimus got a new body because Smokescreen disobeyed him and Megatron lost.
He can fly now because he held a hammer. That's literally what happened. Like, Optimus is like, it's time for you to move on and be the new Prime Nathan Drake, I mean Smokescreen. And then he tried to die, and then they didn't have enough budget to CG this, like, Jesus bot. So did you see how horrible that looked? That guy he was talking to when he was trying to die?
Tryon?
Yeah, Jesus.
Okay.
Like, it was like...
Hello?
It was like a drawing, and they put glowy effects around it. Like, they couldn't afford to model him.
Well, he was dead.
Well, you could still have a body, sort of. I don't know. It depends on your religion. Let's not get into that. But I just thought it was funny, because it looked really bad. Like, because he's talking to just a floating drawing, and they tried to cover it up with flashy effects. Well, I thought it was funnier, and I was going to make a bigger deal about it, and I'll just stop. But so that happened, and so he's like, fuck this, and he hands him a hammer, and then Optimus flew in to save the day, and he was all badass and stuff. Because Optimus is like Wizard, and the rest of his crew is like Beast. They just can't handle anything.
Pretty much. Like, it was ridiculous just how perfect everything went.
Kind of was.
Like, oh no, we're all pinned down. What are we gonna do, Optimus? Gets a fucking Gatling gun. Everything dies.
Oh my god. Just comes back. He's like, I got this. Check out my giant shoulders and my jetpack. Oh, Optimus. Meanwhile, not Sam Fisher's like just stumbling around being like, oh, I suck. Was this the episode where they like tricked the dragon into going through a visiportal?
I think that was last episode.
Oh, because I remember Shockwave being like, send in the dragon, and then they, like, dropped him into the snow or something, and Starscream's like, ha, ah, fuck you.
I think it was this episode.
Did he really make that sound? Like, because
that
would be
hilarious.
That's
the best Starscream impression I've ever heard.
He hates Shockwave so much, and Shockwave can't express how upset he is at Starscream, because his face is just a dot. He's even sad about the way his face looks, but you can't tell.
I now just have the, like, Shockwave's personality now is just a horribly depressed person, and he can't emote it because his face is...
It is.
Everyone else has got a face, they're all happy. Shockwave's like, fuck it, I'm a dot.
Megatron has, like, a permanent dorky evil grin on his face. Like, he's got those super sharp evil teeth, so he's always like, like, stop growling at me, Megatron. Look like a chihuahua.
We need to have a segment where you just talk about Transformers.
Just, make fun of how they're designed.
That's okay. His Beast Hunters toy that's coming out turns him into a giant flying piranha.
That makes perfect sense. Oh, that's good. Nothing else to say about the episode. It was entertaining. It's been off to better than before I quit last season.
Yeah, too bad it's on hiatus.
Is it hiatus now?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Well, I guess it is only 13 episodes, but they just started the premiere. Isn't this only the first episode after the premiere?
It was a 4-episode premiere, and then on hiatus.
That's redonk. Check this. Like, Happy Days is on the Hub at midnight. So if you want to relive that shit. Okay, let's see. Pound Puppies. It's just on. I'm going through it. Let's see. 5:30. Damn it, they're mounting dark people.
Dark, excuse me? That's what you do in your spare time, but...
It really is. I didn't know that was... Yeah. They could have at least gone, like, 6 episodes to make it almost half. Whatever. Well, damn it, Ramble Time's really taking a hit this week. Well, speaking of rocks, Doctor Who? Submarines.
It was so amazing that my DVR couldn't handle it, and it exploded.
I did like the part where Clara didn't realize that she was being translated.
La, 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 la. Oh, sorry.
Where Clara realized she was created by Rose. Where she didn't realize she was speaking Russian.
Am I speaking Russian?
I thought that was a funny way of explaining that whole thing to her.
Are they speaking Russian? They're Russians.
Are we speaking Russian? That was pretty funny.
It was still working even though the TARDIS wasn't there anymore.
That's because I am the TARDIS.
I also like how he randomly had a Barbie doll. I still don't know what it was for.
He was really happy to get it back, though.
But the episode was just overall kind of meh.
Yeah, it was pretty forgettable.
I thought that like I said yesterday, the special effects on the Martian hands when he escaped his skin were pretty shitty. Like, they were really rubbery. Like, I felt like I was watching one of the older episodes. And I remember actually being really happy we saw his face because I thought it was going to be a cop-out if we never saw anything that he looked like. Because if he was just lurking in the vents.
Like, the hand just kind of fell from the ceiling and plopped on their head.
And it, like, made it look really fake when, like, one of the fingers was bending against it, and it would press against her face, and then it would just, like, it would start flailing. You could just tell it was rubber. What else was that I going to say about it?
I have no idea who the Ice Warriors are, so I really didn't care too much.
They're from really old ones, I guess.
They're like, oh my god, old enemies are back. I'm like, who dat?
I do enjoy, though, just the concept that when they get off on the wrong destination, and then he just kind of rolls with it. Like, where were they heading? Vegas?
Yeah.
And how'd they miss that much? And then he just falls off the TARDIS and just rolls right with it. Like, all right, I'll save the submarine, I guess.
A Soviet submarine during the Cold War? Yeah, that's exactly like Vegas.
Oh, I don't know how that happens.
By banging it.
Totally. Totally banging it. Can't think of much else to say.
Like, I laughed a lot. Like, the one-liners and stuff were really good, but... There was a one guy's obsession with Hungry Like a Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Did that's anyone funny. Go, oh my god, it's a Rose reference?
A what reference?
I hate you. I hate you. So much.
Damn, I bet there's people talking about that. Like, more proof that Clara was created by Rose! God damn it. There's another picture of David Tennant and Matt Smith standing next to each other. Everyone's freaking out again. There's some kind of enemy that's coming back. They're like, oh my god, it's the parsnips. They're so popular.
He's just attaching himself to a picture of Tennant and Smith for hours. What is going on?
Fucking Parsons.
I don't know. I just made up something.
I love it.
The Parsons.
I want that to be an enemy of a story.
Oh my god, the evil Parsnips. They're gonna get us. Clara, run. Run from the Parsnips.
Am I the only one that thinks that... Oh, well. Well, I'm clearly excluded. No, the Doctor's new sort of style with, like, the very purpley outfits kind of looks like Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. Waiting for the Oompa Loompas. Clara's the Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Doompa Dee Doo. I've got another riddle for you.
I don't think Clara is an Oompa Loompa.
You don't know her life.
We don't know what she is.
I'm pretty sure Brian's an Oompa Loompa.
That's a good laugh.
Brian's the Oompa Loompa before they go tanning.
Okay.
What's next week supposed to be about? I forgot.
Ghosts.
There's a forest. Oh. I know that much.
I don't know. Maybe it's the parsnips. They're going to come back again.
The ghost parsnips.
Parsnips. They're from the old episodes. They're so good.
Nope.
I don't even know what's going on.
I think it's funny how they went through the effort of making this ice warrior suit and then barely use it.
Yeah. It reminded me of something, and I can't think of what it is. I wish I could think of it. I had it earlier, before we started. God damn it.
Is it in your pants?
Nope. I feel like I was going to make some sort of Green Beetle joke because of the Martian thing. It has nothing to do with it reminding me of, but... I don't know.
Cool story, bro.
Wonder if they'll ever use them again.
I'm sure they will at some point. Maybe in the background. Who knows?
In the background? That's all you get. Sorry. Like, they go to another one of those, like, markets, like the last episode, and they're just...
Put them in the background.
Sad. It used to be a proud warrior race. You're not Saiyans. You're just a bunch of Martians. Calm down. Now, give me my favorite Martian, Doc Brown, and we'll be fine.
Wow. I get it.
Okay.
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 I was afraid you wouldn't get it.
I was terrified. So, that's about it for Ramble Time. It keeps taking hits.
Every time we build it up, it, like, disintegrates.
Next week. Well, next week there'll be Revolution and Doctor Who, but no more Ben 10. No more Transformers. No more Turtles next week. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's time for...
Your mama.
It's at this point where I'm so bored that anything's going to be funny to me, so...
Oh, good. I'm going to take my pants off.
The Tweeter questions of the week.
Yeah. That one more sneezable. Wait, that doesn't even make sense.
Sneezable?
I don't know. Sneezing is a running theme for some reason now, but not in the past. Unless I decide to sneeze. What am I talking about?
I don't know. I think your pants are off right now.
Stop me. Like when I went on the tangent about tassels.
Boopy tassels?
Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, what about boopy tassels? Hold on.
No, it was beast tassels.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's less fun.
So Superpower Geek says, what is your least favorite episode of Doctor Who? You are barred from using classic episodes as an answer.
The one with the parsnips. There we go.
Do that.
What are you talking about? The fucking parsnips rock.
Parsnips are the best villains ever.
They're old school, like the old school.
God.
Ooh, Shaun of the Dead's on. Sorry.
What's my least favorite episode? It's going to be something that involves Rose and her mother. Something like that.
I think Eric's
mostly Rose.
Fun. I think he's prepared for this. He's come prepared.
There's actually plenty of episodes I don't like, but I'm going to keep it short. The one I really dislike would probably be Journey's End, just because it's such a mess.
It really is.
It's everything that's wrong with like a crossover. It's like everything that's wrong with Russell T. Davies' like writing style. It doesn't need to make sense, just as long as it's entertaining. It's like,
it's the superhero timing.
He failed at a crossover in which characters are not even from a different show. They're all from the same show.
I just hate how like it's set up like to be all dramatic, like, oh, I can never see you again, Rose, you're in another dimension, and then she just fucking dimension hops, like, whenever they want her to.
Well, and then, why did they, I mean, like I said, as much as I hate Rose, why did she not get to stay? Mickey's like, fuck it, I'm staying, I'm black. And then they're like, Rose, you have to go back. Why? She doesn't even belong in that dimension. I'm just saying. I mean, leave the mom there, because no one likes her. But
she's a whore.
I mean, my favorite Rose is the dog one, because that one's, like, the best Rose version ever. But
it's just, it's such a, like I said, it's such a mess. There's so much going on, and I don't feel like any of it's really coherent at all.
Trying to blow up the Earth.
Yeah, like, you get the subplot of Martha trying to blow up the Earth, you got all these references to, like, Torchwood and Sergei.
Well, you know what? She was tired of being the replacement bitch.
Rebound companion?
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah.
I like mine better.
Oh my god, you really got him with that one.
Replacement bitch. But it's an episode that if it's on or whenever I'm talking about it to people, I openly mock it. Like, this is the one of the parts of Doctor Who that I openly mock, and not in a loving fashion. I'm really trying to make fun of these particular episodes. It's just, they're so bad. Like Martha blowing up the Earth. Why? Why'd you have to do that?
Why this?
The big dramatic scene where the Doctor is running at Rose and they're finally getting together, and then just this Dalek rolls up from like the corner and just like shoots him. And I'm sorry, but that's hilarious to me.
That. God damn it, Brian, that was creepy. I was just hearing that.
It's hilarious to me. Or how the Supreme Dalek is just like, he's talking about how he'll go down to where Davros is and everything. He's like, I shall descend. So ridiculous.
Kevin shouts when he's having sex.
Oh god.
for a series like I like Series 4. I really enjoy it. I enjoy Donna. I enjoy the whole, most of those episodes. Some of them are give or take, but it's just a crappy ending to that series. It's one of my least favorite endings to a series, and just least favorite episodes in general.
Oh, that's why I didn't laugh, because the internet died.
I like, oh shit. Oh, I like how when, I was watching it the other day, and we were talking about how they kept raising the stakes, and you're like, and then they'll destroy all of time. It's like, they just keep raising the stakes. Like, what was their plan? Like, why would you destroy all of time? No one wins.
Series 1, destroy the Earth in the future. Series 2, there's this big war, and the Earth is going to be destroyed in the present. Series 3, bring back future people to kill current people to, I don't know, fuck.
It's the master.
And then all what? Of a sudden, Series 4, destroy all of time.
I'm alive.
Okay.
Destroy all of time. I'm alive.
He saves that too.
Kevin survived, but all of time was destroyed.
Did anyone hear my joke?
Nope.
About them having sex on a Dalek? No, we missed that? Oh.
I like how there was a entirely separate skit going on when Kevin died. Just by himself, he was doing a different scene.
Well, I'm sad now.
I like how his joke was like related to sex, and Brian's joke was related to Kevin having sex.
Wait, what did Brian say? I missed it.
You'll hear it.
Yeah, in like 3 years. I don't want to wait. My love's to be over.
When he was talking about the Supreme Dalek going, "I will descend," I said, "That's what you shout while you're having sex."
Oh my god, I should totally do that.
Kevin's like, challenge accepted.
Alright, that's on the docket for this weekend.
It's funny because with these episodes, like, I really don't like the clone doctor or the Dr. Donna idea. But I like things that came out of them just like funny sake. Like,
that sounds dirty.
I like how just Donna's talking fast. She pulled that off well. And like the idea behind it was stupid, but it's kind of funny that like her temp skills saved the world.
You don't know what it's like to be a temp, man.
And I still love the idea of that clone doctor having Donna personality traits and just annoying people with them.
Are you talking rubbish?
That was fantastic.
Another one, and Ultra Punch and Chris were talking about this on Twitter.
That doesn't make them cool.
Here we go.
I'm just saying, I don't necessarily hate End of Time. I do agree with a lot of the points they brought up. there are some... There's good moments in End of Time. There, no doubt about that. But it's all stringed together by this asinine plot.
I agree with that.
Because it's just like, okay, the master is resurrected by the cult of Saxton. Like, that's ridiculous. Just right there, 5 minutes in. Just completely ridiculous.
In a hoodie.
He's resurrected. He has blonde hair for some reason.
He's awesome. He's in a hoodie. Eating.
And his master plan is to turn everyone on Earth into him. And then for some reason, this summons the Time Lords out of this, like, weirdly defined Time War. And they're like, yeah, we're actually a bunch of dicks. We're going to destroy everything and ascend to be, like, I don't know, like, brain people in, yeah, like our consciousness will ascend.
Look, I wish I'd have thought of turning everyone into me. I mean, that's a brilliant idea.
You already got me with that, so.
Exactly.
There's a lot of just like absurdity in those two episodes that make up the bulk of it, and
that
I think
bulk.
I feel like a lot of the like things that people remember from that episode are like the ending and David Tennant talking about dying.
Sorry, that sounds depressing.
And that's really about it. Those tend to be the ones that get brought up a lot. Nobody really ever remembers fondly the green cactus people as Ultra Punch brought up.
No one remembers fondling what?
Fondling green cactus people.
Oh, okay. Because I remember doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. I really didn't like the villain plot that tied it through the master. I hear drumming. Okay. Okay there. And like it's weird eating, like you mentioned, and you just ate that whole chicken. It's like, what am I watching? Is this Iron Chef?
You know, it's not without its merits, but because I like the scene between him and the doctor early on in the first half where they're They're not, like, shooting lightning at each other. They're just sitting there talking. And I like that scene because it's just them, like, reminiscing. I like that. It's like character building. It's interesting, but the whole two episodes were definitely not like that.
Remember when we were both old?
That was fun.
Like, I don't get it. I guess he's probably trying to talk him down when he had his, like, him strapped to some sort of evil gurney. But, like, he's like, I'll be proud to travel the universe with you. I'm like, 3 minutes ago you were just like, I gotta hide this shit from the Master because he's batshit crazy. Like, why would you let him into the TARDIS? Shit's he would try to clone the universe as himself. That would be his master plan. I hear drumming. Oh, yeah, we know. God, get over it.
Before we move on, I just want to give a special mention to
your mom,
Voyage of the Damned, which I actually really hate.
But... Oh, with Bafakata,
Bafalata, Hamel, and Eminem, and Ding Dong.
It's like a red.
You nailed it.
I'm trying to think of specific episodes.
And the Banana Falana or something.
Hannah Montana.
Who doesn't love Hannah Montana? Balls.
I don't know about big balls. Seem unnecessary.
Not the Hannah Montana.
Okay. I think that is our signal to move on.
But Hannah Montana likes the balls.
Just awkward silence.
I'm reading the question, and it's funny to me.
Brian's trying to figure out how to read. It's okay.
Adam Wentz asks, he first apologizes for asking two questions last week, but you were under a different handle, so it was okay.
Sneaky bastard.
And he said, to set it up, you're all one of the four Ninja Turtles.
Uh-oh.
I'm Mikey.
Shuki, you're Leonardo because you're the leader.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Dawson, you're Michelangelo because in my opinion, you are the funniest.
Yes! Yes!
You whore! You whore!
I have made it in life!
Banned. You are banned from all of this. No, he cannot be Michelangelo.
1995, you were Raphael because you don't fit in with the other three turtles.
Well, you're super really banned.
Super really banned. Oh,
you're
my God.
And Aerosol, you're my favorite turtle, Donatello, because you're the smartest. If you had to choose an era of turtles you would be from, what would it be? There's the 1980s super serious turtles from the comic, the original corny cartoon turtles from the 80s, more serious cartoon from 2003, the 2011 IDW comic turtles who are a mix of everything, or the 2012 mellow cartoon turtles.
The current one.
Okay, I just have to point something out. A, this is definitely a Kevin question, which makes it funny how you're like, hey, you don't really fit with the others, and you refer to him by his 90s handle. B, Kevin just died. He just disconnected.
B, he's dead. Hope you're happy. That's great.
Adam just killed fucking Raphael.
I'd pick the current one. I did watch some of the 2003 series, but I like this Mikey the best. Plus, I get to be Kevin 11, sort of. in some way, I'm Kevin 11 / Lucky's drug dealer
/ Beast Boy.
Yes, I can do everything now. I can turn into elephants and coat myself with metal, and be funny. I have it all.
I would also be from the new cartoon because it's the only one I'm familiar with. That's not. The 80s cartoon, and honestly, why would you want to be from that cartoon?
Seriously.
So,
yeah. Unfortunately, this feels like such a boring answer, but I pretty much agree. Like, I'm only familiar with the most current cartoon, but I don't feel like even if I was familiar with the others, that this would be a cop out, just because it is. Still a really good series.
It is.
fantastic
Xenon. Kevin wants to be from the next mutation, and he'd like to be changed to being Venus. So that's his answer. Oh shit, did he get back right when I was saying that?
What did he say? What happened?
I didn't say anything. I was just talking about my recipes. I was sharing them.
My internet is retarded. What, I missed Dawson's the end of the question. All I heard was like the super serious 80s and then blah.
I was listing all the continuities of Turtles. The question is basically, which Turtle era do you want to be from?
Not the one where they were all live action and had a chick turtle with them. That was gay.
Sure was, buddy. It sure was.
Oh, shit.
They had shitty weapons and stuff. In any case, I don't know. If I pick this current one, I get to be a hobbit. That could be fun. But then the last one was so awesome. Like, oh, I was like, I'm Raph, I'm angry, and I'm best friends with Casey Jones, and I have a motorcycle. I'm like, that sounds like fun, too. Let's do that. Because I don't want to be like goofy Raphael, but then I become Donatello in a later life because I can't decide what I want to be. Where am I?
Okay, buddy.
Okay. I feel like Kevin's like this mental patient. He's just rambling and we're just like patting him on the head. Just like, okay, yeah, you're good. It's so, snack time now.
Yay!
Here's your chicken fingers.
Well, so Chenix asked,
Chenix,
if given the choice, would you tattoo a Toku Show title onto your back for $1,000? If so, which Toku Show title would it be?
Get a tramp stamp.
I would do a lot of things for $1,000.
Oh, God. All right, let me get my money ready.
I don't feel like I would do it for $1,000. It would have to be more, because the tattoo is kind of, you know, permanent.
Yeah.
Not really. You could just go see Sarah Chalk and she'll remove it for you.
I can't see my back, so you never know, like, what they're going to put back there if you get, like, a really bad tattoo artist.
Oh, I want the Hibiki logo. It's, like, a penis instead.
I know
people who would...
I'm going to put Super Samurai Summers with Shuki on my back. That's a Toku Show, right?
Absolutely.
Toku Show. Toku Show.
I'm going to put MMPR Best Ever. Oh, it's going to be the title.
I don't know if I would, but if I had to, I would go with Hibiki.
You mean like someone put a gun to your head and said, take this $1,000 and get a Toku Show tattooed on your back. Okay!
I like how they're putting the gun to our head and saying, take the $1,000.
No.
How are they going to make you?
No, okay. This might be a stupid question. When he says logo, are you talking about like their symbol that's associated with them?
Title. Or literally? It doesn't actually say logo.
Well, because I'm thinking like, because you're saying Hibiki, so I'm thinking of this little symbol, but I'm like, are you talking about literally like the title and like it shows up on the show? Like with the text and shit. Like when it says Power Rangers, but it's not in English.
Hold on, what did you just say?
Like, is he talking about the symbol or like the title? Like literally, like when you saw the Kyoryuger logo and it says Kyoryuger, but you're like, dinosaur trains.
I was thinking it says title, so I was thinking like the logo of the show, the show logo.
Like when you go to Wikipedia and it shows you the title card. That,
yeah, that.
Okay.
That's what I was figuring, but whatever.
Trying to think of the funniest answer possible.
Zero Ranger.
Oh, God. Because I hate myself. I would get Gosei Sentai Akiba Ranger tattooed on my back. There. It's settled.
Either Go Busters or Gekki Ranger. Or your mom. Or double. Mostly your mom.
Okay.
Your mom.
So, Kamen Rider Pez asks, Do you think Wizards back-to-back upgrades feel balanced or rushed?
Rushed. We've had like three.
Who on earth would pick balanced? Like, what kind of pot?
Someone who's
smoking?
Mentally unbalanced and doesn't understand the meaning of the word.
Foreign people.
At first, I thought you were going to say, "Who would ask me that?" Really.
We've had like at least three lengthy discussions where we talked about this subject for like 30 minutes.
Like, it's just, it's an infuriating thing. Not the question, but I mean, like, the just the concept of this fucker with all these goddamn forms. One after another after another, and it's like, oh, it's a break. Let's do this thing with fucking Medusa's twin and then ignore it.
And Beast Grandmother shows up. Oh, man.
Beast Grandmother is my favorite character in the show. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. But yeah, it's pretty fucking rushed. Like, it's...
Yeah, it's not good.
It's episode 30. Or 31, whatever we're on. 31? That's what we did.
We used to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Episode that we used to know.
And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10 forms.
Whoa. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. Whoa. It sounds like me. Are you okay?
And that's not counting Special Rush?
I think Brian's killing himself.
It's a lot of fucking forms.
Well, there's 8 forms, then there's All Dragon, then there's Special Rush, then there's Infinity. Then there's anything else they give them. There's that one of the Hyper Battle video. There's your mom. Like, Wizard, your mom style. That's fun.
Not to mention, there's so many, and they've been done in, like... such a lackluster way that it's hard to get excited for the newer stuff, or it's hard to really establish any kind of importance on the newer stuff. I'm sure we talked about it in the summary, but Infinity style, like I wasn't excited for Infinity at all, just because, you know, we just got All Dragon a couple months ago.
All Dragon. It's,
yep.
Coming right a wizard. Oh, dragon.
Sandwiching beast upgrade in between doesn't help.
I think that there's any kind of importance on this when he's gotten so many other forms.
He's got Infinity now. I'm sure I said this too. Yeah.
Spam time.
That he's got All Dragon. He just got it. He's used it twice, maybe? Maybe?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I want to say twice.
It's now Infinity spam time.
But now he's got Infinity, All Dragon's pointless. Like, there's no reason for it anymore. And so he gets this the Drago timer. He uses it consistently. He only uses
Drago
All Dragon twice. And now it's irrelevant because he got Infinity.
Well, we got Infinity, so we're going to spam Infinity because we have to sell a axe sword. Plus, it's his final form, so he's going to be doing this a lot. It's just that the rest of it is slowly pointless.
Stupid wizard.
Friends, man.
Yeah, balls in my mouth.
So, Fize Daniel asks us if we believe fact.
Yay! Moving along.
So he's asking about the connection between Excel World and Sword Art Online, which is an established thing.
Yeah, this thing that we already talked about months ago that is completely true and not speculation or rumor because the author themselves, like, have clarified this.
Like, they are set in the same universe several years apart.
Well, maybe it's just the author speculating that it's the case. He doesn't know.
The author is speculating. Like, I think my universes are connected. I don't fucking know.
I think I wrote this, right? Yeah, that was me. Those totes me.
I think all these references that I've thrown into both series, you know, right. I think that leads up to something. Maybe.
Like, the only one...
I think this crossover that I wrote, that might give some clues to it.
The only one I remember is when they were talking about the little headgear things in Excel World. So I don't remember really too much else besides that in terms of the show's referencing each other, but I don't know. I don't pay too much attention.
Mostly because I don't really care.
I watched one of them.
Yeah, it's fact, so.
In my diaper.
Rafi Fernandez. Fernandez. What is your favorite playable Zelda song? Song of Time, Healing, Ballad of the Wind, etc., etc.
That's my favorite song of all time.
Like, my favorite, like, Zelda song is probably Gerudo Valley, but that's not playable. So I'm going to have to go with Song of Storms, because that song's pretty bitchin'.
I'm bitchin'.
So. So you're playing Ocarina, right? So this is kind of relevant to you.
A little bit. I'm not too far into it.
Just say Zelda's Lullaby and call it a day.
Zelda's Lullaby and call it a day.
Oh. Or Staria's song, because that's a little bit more happier than Zelda's Lullaby.
Happy right there, just hearing that sound.
That one got stuck in my head after going through that.
That happens.
Hey, listen.
I've been watching a lot of Zelda videos too, so I.
Hey, listen.
The other songs, I just can't think of them. Like,
hey,
none of
listen.
Them are ingrained in my. None of them were ingrained in my head.
Hey, listen.
No.
No.
Hey, listen.
That's it.
Hey, listen.
So, Charles Chong asks about
hey,
Arata Sentai or Rider Heroine, which I'm pretty sure we've answered.
Yeah, I think we did that.
So Arata Heroine? That one I got from that guy Ramiro. Oh, no, that's different.
I thought you said oddest.
No, oddest.
Oddest.
Oddish?
Oddish? I can't even do good Oddish.
The Oddish Heroine?
Oh, with Don, because he had grass on him. The closest we'll get to Comrade Oddish. Yeah.
What was the question?
Who's the hottest?
Oh, the chicken Dano that got sick and ran away.
I don't know.
Yeah, or the chicken decayed.
Not to me.
Look, I like my answers better. Or
it's the same answers, just without the names.
Or Ring Girl. Ring Girl was fun, too.
Okay. So,
not your mom.
Eagleardo asks, what are some things that are from the 90s that you think deserve the love it gets? Nothing.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh,
Cat
God,
Dog.
That show's so fucking dirty.
I wouldn't say nothing, but...
The DC Animated Universe.
Buffy?
Your mom.
Actually, I do have to agree with Kevin.
Yeah, like...
The DC Animated Universe, it does still hold up surprisingly well.
Yeah, like, the DC cartoons from the 90s were terrific.
Animaniac is still...
Animaniacs is the most awesome... Pinky and the Brain and Animaniacs are the most awesome things ever. I still want my Hysteria DVDs, damn it. Kiefer, make it happen.
Was Kiefer in charge of it?
You don't know?
Hmm.
Every Disney cartoon? Those are fun.
Goof Troop?
I know, I just saw Kiefer's thing today about like Goof Troop getting actual DVDs. I'm like, yes!
Pansy Disney-ass motherfuckers.
And like the Goof Troop game on my Super Nintendo, that game was fucking hard, man. It took us forever to beat it. Goof Troop for the win. Grappling hook, best weapon ever. It's like a little gun, like a little grapple gun thing. That was awesome.
Oh, Dunkaroos. to go on a more serious note here.
Mystic Strength Knights of Tirnanog.
That's Tirnanog. The only person hyping that, though, is Brian, but that's fine.
It's a little cheesy, especially if you're watching the American version, but...
Of Mystic Knights? There's more than one version?
No. Shut the hell up and... Digimon still holds up.
Yeah, it does.
At least Adventure does. Not so much Zero Two.
But I'd say that it holds up in the fact that I can at least watch it. I mean, it might be a mess plot-wise, but it's not like MMPR where it's like, oh my god, I can't even watch this.
Yeah.
At least it had Beamon being Beamon. I don't even know what has to do with anything.
And was... well, I guess it's included in Digimon, but I couldn't remember if Tamers was in the 90s or if that...
I don't think it was. I think it was 2000.
Okay.
So your answer's invalid now.
Regardless, it's still over a decade old and it still holds up.
And your mom.
Okay.
I'm a banana.
Okay. Okay, Kevin. Just feeds into the mental patient bit.
I'm a banana. I'm a banana.
Rurouni Kenshin. I love Rurouni Kenshin.
I haven't watched that in a while.
Die Ranger?
I still need to watch the live action movie. I've had it downloaded since it came out on DVD and I never watched it.
You have? Where'd you...
What?
Find it. Where'd you find it?
In my underpants.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Brian's lying.
Where do I watch? I want to watch the Toku programs. Where do I find?
I love Rurouni Kenshin. It's like one of my favorite manga series ever.
I'm a manga series.
Yeah. I was honestly just going to wait till it came out on DVD in America.
But... Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to end up doing because I still haven't watched it.
I'm America.
Okay, yeah.
And so can you.
He's really playing this role well.
Here's some more food.
So,
yay, food.
This is okay.
Is this the fuck, Mary, kill
yes.
one? I'm not answering it. Sorry. It makes me too uncomfortable.
Let's do it.
Kevin doesn't care.
Kevin's so excited.
Let's do it.
TV winner asks, between the other three castmates, who would you fuck, who would you marry, and who would you kill? This is what people do in school now.
All right, well, this is easy. This is an easy question. All right. See, what you
I'm
have
a little
to do...
worried about that.
All right, there's a very simple... Okay, all right, we're going to do this in order. Dawson, Brian, Aerosol. Here's why. Dawson basically looks like me, therefore no problem. Then...
narcissistic thing.
Plus you get taxidermized Dawson, so that's just basically like a statue. Alright, then there's Brian. Brian's already got experience taking
what?
Care of Kijimatsuda's children.
Dawson into a sex doll.
There's Brian. Brian's already experienced taking care of Kenji Matsuda's children. He's an experienced housewife. How can you pass that up? He makes you popcorn and other snack foods. There's just obvious right there, right? He's sure his cleaning skills are a little shoddy. I've seen the background in his vlogs, but still. Then there's Aerosol. You have to kill anyone who's smarter than you. That's how you keep yourself in power. You get rid of the smart population. Plus,
he's a fag. That's a good reason he wants you dead.
Plus, he's a fag. And Dawson hates the gays.
What is that? I thought for sure I was dead, but I'm not sure if I'm happy about that or not.
I didn't know where that question was going, but that was fine.
Okay. There you go. One person answered. That's good enough. What? Okay, so TKDT Gray submits his first RR relationship advice question.
Yes, finally! What I've been waiting for.
He
heard our cries for help yesterday.
So we get this, but we don't get hair tips for Dawson. Okay, that's fine.
Well, my hair looks like a mushroom.
Really. Sorry, Dawson.
It's okay. I'm used to my hair looking like a mushroom.
Okay.
I know something like a mushroom.
So he asks, yep. How far have you been with a woman as far as relationship status? Well, I think if you listen to the show, you pretty much know everything. But he says, I was engaged after 3 months of being with my ex and lasted for 3 years. I was 17 and didn't know that her family was racist against minorities. I'm Hispanic, if it wasn't obvious. I could tell by your profile picture.
You're engaged at 17?
You guys should answer the question before I keep ranting on how guys are slaves to the vagina.
Wow. That got sexist pretty quick. that question had everything. It had racism. It had sexism.
It's like Dawson
relationship.
My God.
So apparently he was dating someone related to Dawson. That's cool.
This isn't an advice question. I was hoping that Brian could tell someone to shoot themselves again. There goes my hopes and dreams right down the toilet.
I beat you. I'll see your 3 months and raise it to 7 weeks. Bam! Oh, that's sad now.
You kind of engaged after 7 weeks?
We talked about that. You knew that already.
I forget things.
I knew
that
about
are stupid.
And I don't know anything.
And that was 2 years and that was bad, but it all worked out in the end because things of now are better. But
things of now are better.
And that's going places. But,
So, see, you and TKD Tigre have something in common.
Yeah, the TKD part, yes. But...
At least it's not an STD part.
Well...
That's true. That's true. She's clean. But, what was the rest of it? Oh, I don't know. This chick that used to work at the store, this bitch is crazy. This is what she does. Listen to this. Listen to this shit. All right, this is funny to me.
Listen to this. Where are we gonna go?
So she's like 17, right? This made me think of it when he said someone being engaged at 17. This bitch goes around, and I'm talking to her at work, and she's telling me how awful her boyfriend is, and how she's getting ready to get rid of him. I'm like, okay, well, he probably should, because he's terrible. And then she comes in a couple of weeks later and is like, oh, yeah, I fixed it. I'm like, I mean, you fixed it. You guys don't just change like that. Yeah, no, I fixed it. I'm like, what the fuck would you do? She does things like she'll just give her number out to other guys and tell them when to text her and call her that it's like when they're together so that he gets jealous and stops being a dick. I'm like, that's just awful. What's wrong with you? In any case, so she's about to get rid of him. Then I get on my computer because I have her on Facebook. Valentine's Day comes around. She gets engaged to the guy. I'm like, what the hell? You were just about to break up with him, like literally like a week and a half ago. The hell's wrong with you? And then she's like, one of the most ghetto people I think I've ever met, right? You wouldn't know it at first when you look at her, but the things she writes on Facebook, good God Almighty. I've seen like people who don't speak English speak better English than this. It's hilarious. Like somebody's like, didn't y'all just start dating? And they just start cursing them out. Like it's just a simple question. Like really or whatever. And like, dude, you got a fucking problem. Like just, I mean, swear words up and down. Like worse than Dawson. I'm like, good Lord, this is completely uncalled for. It's hilarious. And I just laugh and I go, you are insane. And then I'm glad that she just randomly quit for no goddamn reason. It was funnier in my head. Thank you.
I was trying to figure out what it had to do with the question.
It took everything I had to refrain from commenting when you said that she's the most ghetto person you've ever met. The first thing I thought of was, how could that be? You've met me.
Oh yeah,
I met 90 there.
No, I just want. I'm not ghetto. I'm incredibly white.
You got stuff fired that one
it's
time.
Funny.
She is too, but she speaks very ghetto. Like, I mean, I met 90s Aerosol, and he had a black scent, but...
So,
and that was fun.
I've never been engaged, thankfully.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah, don't do that. That's not... It's not fun.
I'm just sitting here in my relationship. I ain't doing
bad
that
things
yet.
No, we decided not to do that just yet. It's only been 3 weeks.
Yeah, I would hope so.
We're not breaking any records yet.
Yet. We're planning on it, though.
Oh, you're a fag. And I'm a banana.
Okay, Kevin.
I like turtles.
I can't believe you got engaged after 7 weeks.
She was really pushy. And then she was like, I was just joking, you didn't have to do it. I'm like, you wouldn't shut the fuck up about it, like, 24-7. She's like, oh, well, I thought you knew I was kidding. I'm like, that, no, you weren't, stop it.
That should have been a warning sign.
Came over 4 days later, checking out engagement rings online. You should buy me this one. I like this one. Look, it's only $1,800. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Glad I got that shit back.
You bought it?
No, not this one. The last one.
Well, okay. That's even worse.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, shit.
Sitting in my drawer in a Ziploc bag.
A Ziploc bag?
Yes.
You put it in a Ziploc bag.
Well, her dead finger's still on it, so.
That makes sense, then. So, Jeff, who's...
Brian, have you seen her lately? Apparently she still looks like a freaking walrus.
Thank you, Brian. Brian's like, quick, what do? I know, sound effects.
I know, walrus sound effects.
So, like I said, Jeff's scraping at the bottom of the barrel of questions and asks what we like better, Target or Walmart?
Target, because I feel, like, really poor and black if I go to Walmart. God, Walmart. Dawson, stop hating on black people.
I find more new toys at Walmart.
Yeah, I was going to say that, and they don't, even though they don't carry Ben 10, they have a better selection.
See, I've got just the opposite. I can never find new stuff at Walmart, at least my Walmart. My Target, though, almost always has new stuff.
Okay.
I like zombies.
But yeah, that's my sole reasoning, is that I find more new toys at Walmart. That's it. And there's more in the surrounding area.
Like an underwear store?
That, and if Cat keeps working there, I can get a 10% discount.
Cat works at Walmart?
Brian's working the system.
She's in the bakery.
She's a greeter? Cat's not old or retarded. I don't think, anyway. She might be retarded.
Or old. But...
Oh. This is when Brian sleeps on the couch for a week.
Yeah.
I'm a banana.
I'm a banana.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
It's contagious.
I have 40 personalities, all of them Lincoln.
I can do thousands of voices. Do a prospector. What?
Prospector was not in my repertoire.
That was the 1,001st voice.
You shouldn't brag about your repertoire.
What about Reptar?
I don't have an opportunity to do prospectors. No, nobody asks for prospectors. There's never a time when, you know what would be a good idea? Let's do a prospector voice. That'll
they
come
were
up in
big in the 90s. What can I say?
The 1890s.
They were big in the 90s?
No.
Prospectors?
Yeah, the 1890s, okay, not the 1990s. You're 100 years too late. Black balls.
You sounded so convinced. They were big in the 90s? Really? No.
Brian's like, I forgot about that. How did I miss it?
Well, okay.
Well, okay, if you say so. And then finally, Sparks391. Hello, I think you're new.
Hello.
Says, have you guys noticed that Igoron,
nope.
That's the one that cries, right?
The guy that cries from Kyoryuger, I think.
Moving along.
Is the voice of the elephant guy from Gekiranger.
No, I didn't know that, but I do now, and I'm excited, and I have a banana.
The only elephant guy I know about is Jungle Fury Elephant Ranger! So I just wanted to do that.
That's the only elephant guy that matters, because he was in Lord of the Rings.
I'm a bit better at
penis.
Recognizing Asian people than recognizing Asian people's voices.
Voices?
Ryan, the thing that you say...
Asian people when you recognize the commander chick, a.k.a. mom.
he was the Japanese voice of Bobasa in Yu-Gi-Oh! That's awesome.
The Kabuki guy from Dire Ranger was the voice of the Gabu Revolver and the narrator for Kyoryuger.
Wow.
You knew that. I told you that.
I know, but I'm trying to act surprised.
Oh. Everybody was, like, saying things like, hey, I could do this, and hey, this guy was doing this.
And hey, I can
wanted to contribute.
Wearing pants while I'm touching it, yeah.
The Oompa Loompa was the voice of the Mobirates. True story.
I'm an Oompa Loompa.
True story. Somehow it wraps all back to Oompa Loompas. I think...
I think Kevin just got an Oompa Loompa fetish.
Yeah, I was with one, remember?
It's a really specific fetish.
You have to have the hair and the makeup, and otherwise it just doesn't work right. You just look weird.
So basically, any Californian with green hair.
Yeah.
We got it on tape! We have it on tape!
I hate you.
Sorry. I'm just trying to see if we can nail this shit down.
Fact of the matter is, who doesn't hate Dawson Miranda? I mean, that's the better question.
Aerosol's just full of hate. I get hate for mentioning something about Rose. I don't even remember what I said.
She invented time. No.
No, you're like hungry you're like a wolf. It's the Rose reference.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. I'm stupid.
I am hungry like the wolf. I love Rose!
Revealed.
Anyway, that's it for the questions.
Thank God.
We need more relationship questions. Not questions about our relationships. We want to help you.
More questions about...
They don't even have to be serious. Just like, you don't have to be, like, legit in relationship trouble. All we want to do is, like, let Brian tell you to shoot yourself. I feel like I shouldn't condone that.
Well, we want
to
help you.
I'm fine with it. I could tell them how to properly slit their wrists. Dawson knows about that. Dawson cuts himself. Especially at Morphicon.
Yeah, when every Morphicon kid would go up, anyone mentioned MMPR. That one chick you almost tackled 3 times.
I probably should have just tackled her and gang raped her with a bunch of crazy popos.
Oh, God.
You know what? I'm more appalled by that, the act of doing something with her than anything else. She was pretty gross.
That's what the gang of crazy hobos is for.
Why, where would you recruit some crazy hobos?
California.
Where did we go? Where was that creepy place we ended up? There.
Korean town?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just get a bunch of Korean hobos. It's California. They're got to be there somewhere. Just gang rape her. That's fine.
Oh my God.
It's probably the most action you'd ever have gotten.
Can we move on? I am not comfortable with this topic.
How shocked he is at that. And like for me, this is completely normal.
Look, you know 9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape, okay?
This is completely normal, Kevin. It's
like, why am I here?
What did you get involved in?
So now it's time for
final thingies. I have a thingy and it's not final.
Clearly.
Dance contest. I mean,
dance contest.
Theme, whatever the contest is.
Theme. It's a theme contest. The dance contest will come next. Contest?
Oh, that's just season 5.
The Street 4.
Fast and Furious. Fast 5.
Send in your best Shuki dances.
Bitch, I
don't God.
You know me.
Send in your best impression of drunk Shuki. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's my
review.
Straw too heavy. This, our final thing is it just consists of us babbling. I like all the concrete information you gave out about the theme contest.
I'm a banana.
What about concrete?
I said contest.
No, you said concrete.
No, I didn't. You lied.
Concrete yeah, you information.
That part.
Are you stupid?
Well, I thought you were going to do the thing like, be sure to send it in the P.O. box, whatever you say.
Well, I read it last week.
Why are they sending it into a P.O. box? Were they sending it in a cassette? What are they?
I'll say it again. Like, make a fucking theme for season 4, bitches.
What happened to after tax that everything will be better? More false promises. I feel like the wife that's been lied to.
Now, why did you choose to be a wife?
Because the wives are always the scorned ones. You never hear the husbands be like, oh, my wife promised to be home. They're just like, sweet, free time.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I hit the record button.
Hello, welcome to Why Did You Choose to Be a Wife?
Yes.
Hold on, I'll be sure to. I'm not texting anyone at all.
I thought there for a second that he was going to fall asleep.
So anyway. They have plenty of hours of news to depress us. They just cycle the same story from the top. They're like, take it from the top. And then they just say the same shit. They did that when the shootings happened here. They just say the same shit every hour on the hour in case you missed it. I hope you didn't miss it. You have to be living under a rock.
Maybe I want to live under a rock.
Okay, Patrick.
Seems to work for Ryda.
That's his natural
habitat.
So far
under a rock, you became a rock.
I'm a banana.
It really worked for Akamaru. He left and then he went back.
Man, I love being under a rock.
That kid loves getting crushed to death.
Kid loves rocks.
Quote of the day. That kid loves getting crushed to death. Oh, I hate that kid. He was just asking for it. The rocks got so mad at him, they killed him.